free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
It's Friday, April 24th, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. Today we're going to take a look at where we are. You know, there are, as one article I've got here lays it out, 7 steps to tyranny. And they said we are about to enter step number 5 to complete totalitarian society. Well, quite frankly, as I looked at that, I thought, they're a little bit behind. We've already entered 6, step number 6. Step number 7 will not happen until this fall. So I'm going to lay that out for you. But folks, what is really happening is, as I look at this, the amazing thing to me is not this virus. That was most likely engineered in a Chinese lab, but I don't think that it was as deadly as they were afraid it would be. I think they got intelligence that this thing had gotten out because of sloppy procedures. I mean, we even had reports that they were selling lab animals in that market and so forth. So there was some basis for panic about that, whether the Chinese knew that or were lying to agencies to get the entire world to overreact. Who knows? Because when we saw the first cases of people that they were concerned about in San Diego, I remember, if you remember, I showed the picture of the individual being quarantined in the San Diego base, and they had an entire entourage, a long line of people in hazmat suits, full hazmat suits, carrying their personal belongings into quarantine. So the government was really afraid of what had come out of that lab. Fortunately, it was not what they thought it would be. It doesn't mean it wasn't engineered, but it was not what they thought it would be. But what is being engineered right now? The social concern. And as I said at the time, I said, look, regardless of what this thing is, how lethal it is, how much gain, there it is. Good job, guys. You found that clip there. When we saw that, I thought, whoa, what do these guys know? This could be very, very serious. Well, maybe they had intelligence that this had come out of the lab. And I think that the government, even though they're dancing around this, the U.S. government's dancing around the, did it come out of the lab? Did it not come out of the lab? Is it man-made? I think they know that it was man-made. They didn't know how deadly it was going to be. But I said, no matter how deadly this is, the restrictions being put in will make it far more deadly. It will kill our society. It will kill our freedom. It will kill our ability to even be able to produce food, energy, medicine, all the things that we need to fight something like this, right? I mean, stop and think about it. What did we do when we went into World War II? Did we shut down all of our factories because we were afraid that somebody might get hurt in the factory? No, we stepped up production to fight the war. You don't shut down your factories. You don't shut down your supply of everything, food, medicine, energy. You don't shut that down unless you're intending to lose the war. You're not going to be able to fight a disease. They want to use a metaphor of war? Well, you don't shut everything down to fight a war. You step everything up. This is a war against the American people. It began with sanctions. And now it's going to turn into a complete surveillance state. Everything that Bill Gates said that he wanted. Right? Mandated vaccines, built into the vaccines, the ability to tell and track who's had the vaccines, make it into an immunity passport, have total surveillance of everybody, because that's the only way they're going to be able to do this, they keep telling us now. And as they roll this out, we see that they are increasingly rolling in the same types of controls that have been put in Wuhan. So we're going to take a look today at what the new normal is in Wuhan. And that new normal is already being exported to the U.S. It's coming in about as fast as those products come over on the boat from Walmart. To Walmart, I should say. All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
There's a process where you take a stallion and you tie him down and you cut his testicles off and then he becomes gelded. Well, that's what's happening to the entire world right now. We're going into deep, deep tyranny. Places like North Korea and China are going into deeper tyranny as well. And it's all directed by the UN. It's all a big, cooked-up, giant plan to absolutely take control of your life, bankrupt the economy, and make you dependent on the big mega banks. And to get your universal income, you're going to have to take the inoculations, brainwash your kids the way they say, and have absolutely no freedom. And it's all happening, boom, overnight. This is a giant revolution. And as soon as you put the handcuffs on, they said, oh, it's just an extended spring break, 2 weeks. Notice now it's 18 months, 2 years, 5 years. It never ends. No one can ever die from a virus again. Government will save you. It's a takeover. It's the opposite. They're coming with forced inoculations on record that will reduce your fertility, lower your immunity, and in many cases kill you. And they're telling you it's going to hurt a lot of people.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, The David Knight Show.
It's Friday, April 24th, year of our Lord, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. Today we're going to take a look at your future, because you can already see your future in Wuhan. Everything that's being done in Wuhan, as they begin to open up, is coming here. As a matter of fact, I had a listener send me a questionnaire that he had to take, and you'll be surprised that what is happening in Wuhan is already happening here in Austin, the California part of Texas. So we're going to get into that. I've got some corrections to make about some things that have come out in the last week or so, so I'll be making those corrections as well. So stay tuned. Everybody makes mistakes. The important thing is that we correct the record when we do. And so I'm going to correct some records on that as well coming up. I want to begin, however, taking a look at law enforcement, because this is really where the tyranny meets the road, or doesn't. Miami has recorded no homicides in 6 weeks, despite deliberate decline in police enforcement. So what does that tell us? Does that tell us, and this is not the first time we've seen this report, this is coming from Reason Magazine. Free Thought Project has reported about this in many, many different jurisdictions. Do we need as many police as we have in order to protect us, or does the government need the police in order to enforce their policy to write fines? So the police chief in Miami said, I told my officers, I literally told them, I don't care if we don't issue a single ticket summons in the month of April. I don't want you unnecessarily interacting with someone if you don't have to for your safety and theirs. Wouldn't it be nice if we applied that standard all the time? For your safety and theirs, don't bother people unless you absolutely have to. But that's not the standard of policing most of the time. They ought to adopt this standard. That's the golden rule right there. Leave people alone unless you absolutely must do something. That has not been the case for the police, unfortunately, and that's why I think despite the fact that there is no police enforcement, as Reason says, I think it's because there's been no police enforcement. The police escalate things into life and death situations unnecessarily many, many times. How many times have we seen reports of somebody who gets into a situation, they don't like the way the guy's car looks or whatever, pull him over, start harassing him, and then things escalate either out of the fear of one side or the other, and it turns into this, as the Greenwich Times points out. Actually, this is a Washington Post article that they reposted. Constitutionalist sheriffs won't enforce coronavirus restrictions. And they explain in the Washington Post article how sheriffs are unlike other elected officials. They're also unlike police chiefs, right? They said unlike police chiefs or commissioners who are generally appointed, sheriffs are law enforcement officials who are elected by the residents of their county. And so they are influenced by the desire to be reelected. Wouldn't it be an interesting idea if we had representation in the people who govern us? That seems like I heard that somewhere 200 years ago or something. You know, people were talking about that kind of stuff, you know? No taxation without representation. No regulation without representation. No oppression and the use of force without representation. Wouldn't that be interesting if we had that kind of a system brought back? What if we did that in America, of all places? If we actually had the people who rule over us, the people who have the ability to use lethal force, what if they had to be elected? We're being ruled right now by a bureaucrat who has been in office for 35 years, Fauci. He's not accountable to anybody. We've got bureaucrats all over Washington, all over state and local government who are not accountable to anybody, and they just are issuing orders about everything. Now you can't go out. Now you can go out, but you got to walk on one side of the road. Now you got to hop on one leg while you wear a mask. What are they going to come up with next week? Well, I'll give you an idea because we can already see what's happening in Wuhan. Just arbitrary, no matter how badly their narrative about a pandemic has collapsed in a heap of lies, they continue to pile on the arbitrary restrictions and mandates and rules. Do this, do that, don't do this, don't do that. And they're not elected. Virtually every one of these people putting stuff out like this is not elected. It's the bureaucrats who are driving this. Yeah, they've got people in front of them who are elected. People who empower them who are elected. The president. Governors. You got some mayors who are doing this as well. And you have some sheriffs who are doing it. But you also got some sheriffs who are not doing it. Because sheriffs have to stand for re-election. What a sheriff, and this goes on, Washington Post. What a sheriff promises to do is quite likely to come true because they have much more autonomy than other elected officials. Legislators can't do much. They have to go through a lengthy, involved policy-making effort. They have all this red tape and legalese. And by the way, you know, if you are an idealistic Mr. Smith and you want to go to Washington, you're going to basically be stuck on the outlier area. I mean, the establishment of both parties is going to make sure your bill never even comes to the floor. If you really speak out about freedom and liberty, you'll get the Matt Shea treatment. You'll get kicked out of your own caucus. If you really get serious about it, they'll kick you out of the Republican Party caucus. That's what's going on with Matt Shea in Washington. But, you know, unlike these legislators, the sheriffs don't have these kind of constraints. For example, sheriffs choose whether or not they cooperate with federal immigration authorities. They choose whether or not they're going to enforce gun control laws. And on and on and on. And they choose whether or not they're going to enforce the coronavirus restrictions put out by the unelected public health bureaucrats. So let me tell you something. Everybody focuses on the presidential race. I don't really care this year at this point. When I see what President Trump has done to shut this country down, I really don't care. Yeah, Biden is crazy. He's probably senile. Likely. All evidence points to that. And when he comes out and his policy statements are things like smart guns and so forth, I know that he's advocated that in the past. And guess what? Even when the Obama administration was in, they weren't going to get smart guns. But President Trump can get a ban on bump stocks. First president to go in and regulate attachments to a gun. Not part of the gun that the BATF has ever even dared to regulate. But he got it done. He puts out the idea of a red flag gun law and everybody enacts that across the country because the people supporting President Trump stand down. So even though he says, well, I don't support some of these other things that Joe Biden does, he can still move the ball forward much more easily than the Democrats can. Besides, all of this has to be implemented at the local level. And so let me tell you, the people who have more to do with your life than the president of the United States is your local sheriff. What do you think the John Birch Society for years and years said, support your local sheriff? It became something of a joke. They even did a movie with that title, I think. James Garner, I'm just trying to pull from memory and look this up, but Yeah, support your local sheriff. You should. That's what I want. How about that? It was James Garner. I couldn't tell you anything else about that movie. Nevertheless, it's real. It's real. That's where the rubber meets the road. That's where you can cut off unconstitutional orders from the president of the United States, whether that unconstitutional president is Donald Trump or Joe Biden or Cuomo or whoever it is. You can stop them with a sheriff. Or a sheriff can become a real petty tyrant either. So you better pay attention to who the sheriff is. That's who you need to focus on this election. Focus on your local sheriff and other local officials. We got a lot of them that we got to throw out of office here in Texas. Let me tell you, we'll be right back.
Globalism is all about making the nation state and the population itself obsolete, non-essential. That's why they position it with economic tariffs, taxes, and controls to where family farms and industry that's based in the United States has to shut down or be part of a large corporate conglomerate. That's part of making us obsolete so that as the human world is phased out, they can simply look at us and say, because again, you are non-essential. That's what the robots and all of this is about. It's about setting it up where we're no longer in charge of our lives. We can be told to stay in our houses. And after all, shut up. This world doesn't belong to people anyways. It belongs to the new AI gods, the rich elitists that have merged with machines. Yeah, that sounds completely insane, doesn't it? That's actually the public plan they're pushing. These people are completely psychotic and make Hitler look like a choir boy. Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars can now offer high-quality, storable food again. Other manufacturers were sold out 8 weeks ago, and they told people they had food. Most folks never were delivered their food. Well, when our sponsors' food began to run short, they just suspended sales till they opened more factories and secured more food. So to get your orders in right now, they can take new orders and get it to you quickly. They'll probably have to suspend orders very, very soon again because the lockdown of the economy is killing food distribution, farming, you name it, and now it's mainstream news that food shortages and delivery are already starting to happen. If Trump could turn the economy back on and wrest control of our system away from the globalists, things may be okay, but it looks like it's going to get very, very rough. So again, ladies and gentlemen, now is the time to secure the number one thing you need, high-quality, storable food, ready to get to you and your family now. If you get your orders in at InfoWarsStore.com. And all of a sudden, the trap snaps in your inside. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years, going back to the Magna Carta in 1215, of hard-fought basic human dignity and liberty, and believing that the individual was sovereign and had basic, unalienable rights, has been absolutely erased just in months. And the communist Chinese have been our teachers, and big tech has been our controllers, and we're all being introduced now the digital straitjacket that depends on us complying with it and depends on us all henpecking each other into submission. But for all of you out there that have decided to go along with this, mark your calendars down, and then in a few months, a few years, look at the world and remember, you did this. You were the prisoners. You were the slaves. You were the people that crouched down and licked the hand that fed you. As for me, give me liberty or give me death.
Getting your protein has never been easier with InfoWars Life Protein Bars. Available in delicious chocolate peanut butter and vanilla coconut flavors, these protein bars are the perfect answer for a snack on the go. InfoWars Life Protein Bars are nutrient-packed, portable protein bars for an easy-to-eat and great-tasting meal. Pre- or post-workout fuel alternative. At just 240 calories per bar and 15 grams of protein each, these bars will be your favorite at-hand snack for at home, in the car, at work, or on the go. For getting nutrients easily, high in fiber and nutrients with wholesome ingredients for high-level performance with great taste, such as whey protein and chocolate compounds. These protein bars can help you with the boost you need to reach your goals. Protein-packed and full of fiber and healthy ingredients, InfoWars Life Protein Bars are a can't-miss snack for any InfoWarrior serious about their energy. Try both flavors today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
That's right. We're under the thumb of the bureaucrats. It's Fauci's theme song. They ought to play that when it comes out. You know, they have Hail to the Chief. Well, they could use that as well since he's president now. But I think it'd be better than playing Hail to the Chief or Fauci play Under My Thumb when he takes the podium from Trump. Just like he took the presidency from him. We're going to be talking coming up about the next disease coming out of China. You can already see it in Wuhan. And that's viral totalitarianism. And I mean totalitarianism. I mean authoritarianism in every aspect of your life. That is the plan. But before we get into that, I've got a couple of corrections to make. One about a Bill Gates video that I played yesterday. Another one about a story from Taiwan that I played. I think it was last Friday. And there is another story about this Taiwan story. One about the people, the cardboard cutout people wearing face masks in the baseball stadium where they allowed them to have a baseball game. This is a sad state of affairs where we are today. But I want to get into what's behind it. I reported what happened between the Taiwan and the, WHO and Taiwan. And there are some important lessons to come out of that, that, tell us what's going on with the WHO. And how they are Chinese agents. Because, you know, China hates everything about Taiwan. We'll get into that. But before I do, I want to talk about the Bill Gates supposed Pentagon video that I played yesterday. Now, let me tell you, even though, and I had not seen the entire video, I saw that, rushed it in, because, you know, this is a live show. So I want to take this back, that this was a hoax video. But the various elements of that video, and my comments that I made about those elements, I stand behind. Even though it was not Bill Gates, even though it was a satire. It basically is a satire showing what Bill Gates wants to do. Let's talk about the elements of what that video showed us. It purported to have Bill Gates, and of course, weren't really sure that that was Bill Gates. It was a presentation that was filmed from the back of a room, supposedly a Pentagon presentation. But you don't see his face. His voice kind of sounded like him, but didn't necessarily sound like him. You know, kind of nerdy, nasal. But it wasn't exactly, you couldn't tell if that was him or not. But it was his agenda, quite frankly, that they were putting out a parody of. And the sad thing about it is that his agenda and what he has actually proposed is even crazier than what was in that presentation. In that presentation, which purported to be from 2005, he was talking about, basically these are the elements of it, he was talking about having an MRI brain scan that would identify people who were religious from people who were not religious. Well, that's a bit of a stretch, but it has an element of truth in it, because we've had organizations that have done brain scans of people who, for example, were speaking in tongues, and they could see that different areas of their brain were lit up in the MRI scan. So I'm just going, okay, that kind of rhymes with the truth a little bit. I'm like, all right. And I said at the time, I said, well, I don't necessarily believe these guys can do this, and I don't believe that they can identify a gene that then, once they identify people by doing an MRI, then they look at their genetics and think that they can find a gene that predisposes people to think a particular way. I said, I don't think they can do that. But I do think that they could believe that they could do that. And we've had DARPA talking about how they're going to selectively eradicate memories, you know, for the purpose of helping people recover from PTSD, of course, right? That's been widely reported. It's been admitted by, bragged about by the DARPA. You know, see, look at this. You gave us hundreds of millions of dollars in research money, Obama, and we're producing. We are going to be able to selectively erase memories and implant memories, you know, like Total Recall. Except they really believe they're going to be able to do it. They may be able to do that. I don't know. I was much more skeptical about genetic identification, as I pointed out. You've got people like Francis Collins, Fauci's boss at the NIH. Francis Collins, the guy who continued biowarfare research funding, even when he was told to stop, he ignored those instructions and continued with it, and even gave nearly $4 million to the Wuhan lab to do the same thing. Francis Collins, before he went to the NIH, who was part of the Human Genome Research Project, and they claim that they sequenced the human genome. And they said, and you would not believe how much junk there is with no function whatsoever in the human genome. And when I hear that, I say, well, basically these guys haven't sequenced it then because they call this stuff junk. They don't understand the basic premise of this whole thing. How can you look at DNA? Crick and Watson, who discovered DNA, said this is a code. And it is. It's a digital code of information. And it implies that there is a creator of that code. You know, just like you look at, if you look at a building, we've had pictures that have surfaced, remember, from time to time on a planet on Mars or something. And it may be a natural structure. Maybe you believe that it's something that's really there, but it looks like a face or something. That was a famous one that happened at one point in time. And it could be the angle that the light is hitting it and the angle that the photograph is taking it or whatever, you know, like seeing a face in the clouds. But if you really had a structure there, you know, if you saw like something looked like the Trump Hotel that was built on Mars, you would have to say somebody built that. That just didn't happen. You don't get skyscrapers because there's a tornado in a junkyard, right? So when they saw the DNA, they realized that it was a code that indicated that it had to have been created by an intelligence, but rather than admit that there was a creator God, Crick and Watson said, well, we think it's panspermia. We think that it was aliens who created that. So who created the aliens? Who created that? Nevertheless, when they look at this and they say there's a bunch of junk DNA in it, I think that they don't know, but it makes it all the more dangerous that people would jump to these types of conclusions and do things, which is exactly the types of things that they have been doing. Fortunately, they don't understand everything yet, which is why I think the bioengineering in China did not succeed. Maybe they weren't malevolent yet. Maybe they were just a bunch of stooges, you know, three stooges working on creating bioweapons. And they not only screwed it up, but it got out of the lab. I, you know, a lot of people say, hey, you know, always look at incompetence before you presume malice of intent. And so there's a lot of incompetence going on with that. So maybe that was what it was. But then the next step in it, besides looking at the brain, saying we can identify the way people are thinking by looking at MRI. And we can sort out the people who are fundamentalists and so forth. And then we can identify that with a gene. And then we can modify that gene using a vaccine. Oh, you know. Gates would never do anything like that, would he? He would never say that he wanted to kill everybody. We have actually a bona fide clip of him essentially proposing that. He would never want to create an ID 2020. He would never want to vaccinate everybody and then create a microdot system that was not visible without a special light and a special app to be able to track people. He would never do that. He'd never try to control the news or elections. No.
The superpower that I have is that I tell you what I really think, even if it ends up hurting me short term. I believe in God, and I believe in the long run, it'll end up being better for myself and everybody else in this world we live together in. I understand what comes around goes around. You reap what you sow, and I live that. And I fundamentally, at a cellular level, understand it. Now, if I would have hyped up the virus was going to kill 3, 4, 5 million people like the UN did, I would have sold 5 times more supplements. But you know what? I didn't do that. But I said on a routine basis, regardless, people are vitamin D deficient, people are deficient in iodine and so many other issues. You need those products regardless. So we started selling out of Vitamineral Fusion and all the other products. I cut the prices from 30% off to 60% off because I knew it was the right thing to do during a crisis to make sure people were incentivized to up their body's defenses. But now I'm telling you, with the economic crises going on, get your storable food now.
Was only 4 months ago that I warned President Trump and the American people that Culvera would never stand for you resisting our takeover. There is no limit to which we will not stoop to make you bow via the fear that is innate in your hearts. It was I, the leader of Cobra, that foresaw your inner cowardice and how much you would enjoy watching Netflix and wearing masks and gloves when you went out to feel all important like you were in a war. When the real target of Cobra was always the billions of people at the edge of starvation who were now dying at the tune of over a million people every 3 weeks. Cobra thanks you for what you've done. Continue the lockdowns while I depopulate the planet. Hail Cobra!
One of our best-selling products is Living Defense, and it's been sold out for over 4 months because it's hard to source the ingredients that are organic. We've got a limited supply right now, but it's selling out fast, and I want those of you that haven't experienced Living Defense to get it for yourself. Here's just part of one testimonial.
Look, in January 2016, I went in a hospital. I went in the VA hospital out here in Boise, and I was in there until June, and one of the only things that got me through that ordeal was listening to InfoWars 3 hours a day, and I kept hearing Dr. Group and all you guys talking about Living Defense. Let me tell you something, man. I had an internal digestive problem and I suffered with it for about 5 or 6 years, and the doctors, they tried every test. Nobody could figure out what it is. And then every day when I kept hearing you and Dr. Group and those commercials, I said, you know what? I'm going to get me some of that freaking Living Defense. Now, I wasn't supposed to have any nutritionals because they don't want you to have that stuff, but I ordered it, had it shipped to me. I got it. I hid it from the nurses. I started taking it. Man, that stuff changed my life. It saved my life. Alex Jones and InfoWars saved my life.
This ad will only run for a couple days because it's about to sell out. I noticed, hey, we had a lot of Prostagard. People love it. We've got a lot of it. Why is it suddenly almost sold out? And I went, oh my gosh, it's an incredible formula, not just for the prostate, the saw palmetto that's on record for helping that. It's got everything, vitamin D, a big dose of that, a big dose of zinc, a big dose of selenium, copper, chromium, and a bunch of other stuff. This is the perfect formula for what's going on right now. And it's about to sell out at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want you to have it so that after all this craziness passes, it becomes a normal regimen in your life, because this is something, in my view, you need every day. Get it right now, Prostagard at InfoWarsStore.com. And whatever you do, please warn others that Mother Nature has given us a lot of things that really help boost our overall health and wellness.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Reverse engineering the high-tech takeover plan. This is The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. So as we look at the Bill Gates video yesterday, that was not true. He's not giving a Pentagon presentation on how to identify people who are religious, then to be able to associate that with a gene, and then to alter people genetically with a vaccine. All those things are fundamentally true, however. Part of his agenda. I don't believe that. I said there's a lot of problems with genetic modification. It's a very sloppy process. It's not a scalpel. These people don't really understand the DNA code yet, in spite of the fact that Fauci's boss, Francis Collins, has told us that he has sequenced the human genome. He says most of it's junk. In other words, you don't know what it is. So be very careful about this. This is why I don't support these bioweapon labs, these gain-of-function research programs that are being run by Fauci's organization or by the CDC. They're very dangerous because they're playing with things that are life and death that they don't understand fully. Nevertheless, when you have Bill Gates giving a presentation at the Pentagon, do you think that happens? Do you understand that his companies, Microsoft, have been at the center going back for years? They were the first company that was part of the PRISM program. That was geospatial intelligence to do data mining on information that can scrape off of your phones, off of your computer and so forth, so they can monitor your activity, so that they can map you out in terms of your political and religious beliefs. That's for real, folks. That's for real. Been talking about that for a long time. Very well documented. DARPA running that PRISM program to do activity-based intelligence, human domain analytics to master the human domain using geospatial intelligence. And now that is being brought in as part of this pandemic. Also, working with DARPA, working with Microsoft and some companies that are wholly owned subsidiaries, and all of the funding for these small shell corporations is coming from DARPA to do election guard. They're going to guard the election from hackers. They're going to count the votes for you. So DARPA is going to use a partnership with Bill Gates, Microsoft, people that are there. They're going to be guarding the election just like they're guarding the news right now, telling you what you can see in here. They're going to guard the election as well. And then, of course, you know, nothing to see about the fact that Bill Gates had the ID 2020 agenda. They wanted everybody globally to have a global ID by this year, by 2020. They're right on schedule for that. And, of course, tying it in, we saw last fall how they tied that in. He funded MIT research to create microdots, a microdot tattoo using nanotechnology. So get your vaccine. It becomes a micro dot nanotech tattoo that can only be seen with a special light and a special app to make sure that you've been vaccinated. And then we've had this particular video from Bill Gates, and you can see him up close. You know that this is him, and it doesn't make it anything other than creepy. Video clip number three.
The thing on the left, CO2, that you want to get to zero, and that's going to be based on the number of people, the services each person's using on average, the energy on average for each service, and the CO2 being put out per unit of energy. So let's look at each one of these and see how we can get this down to zero. Probably one of these numbers is going to have to get pretty near to zero.
Yeah, pretty near to zero.
Back from high school algebra. But let's take a look. First, we've got population. The world today has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, healthcare, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's right. Pull up that equation again. You know, he's got CO2 is the product of all those different factors there. And it's got to go to zero, right? Well, you know what's got to go to zero now? It's not CO2, but it's COVID. It's got to go to zero. Well, let's see. We could reduce the population. We could reduce energy consumption. We could reduce the economy. We could reduce travel. We could reduce society and people getting together. We could reduce all those things, can't we? And, of course, Bill Gates is now talking about how he's going to do contact tracing and, of course, his vaccines. And, of course, contact tracing and vaccines and surveillance and control the population. That's all coming together in one. They just removed, as I've said before, all these structures that they've been working on. Population control, depopulation, reducing the number of people, and controlling what's left. That's always been there. They've just got a new goal now. It's not about CO2. It's about COVID. He said, well, he's promoting widespread at-home testing. And this is something that, remember, I covered the fact that there were, as they were saying, this is really bad. We've got to know who's got it and who doesn't. But since we don't, everybody locked down. Everybody in your house. Don't get out of your house. And Reason Magazine talked about how there were multiple companies that had already manufactured hundreds of thousands of kits. One of them here in Austin had put out 250,000. Another company had already put out the home testing kits and had already received back what people had sent them to be tested in facilities that had been approved by the FDA. And so Reason said, why would the FDA tell them they got to destroy all these kits? And they got to destroy even the stuff that's been sent back to them. And even if they've done the test, they can't send you the results. Why would they do that? You know, this is just a stupid, bureaucracy that won't get out of the way. That was Reason Magazine's approach to it. You know, they're just incompetent. Mine was, I thought there was a little bit of malice and central planning going on here said, no, they don't want people to know how many people have it right now, because that's not their narrative. Right now, we're at the stage where they have to make everybody believe that if you get it, you're going to die. The stage where they tell everybody, you've got it, and now we've got to control and monitor you because you'll be a killer if you don't, if we don't keep you locked down. That's the stage that we're entering right now. And so now the FDA says, now we're going to do home testing after saying 2 weeks ago, we can't do it. Not even going to allow home testing, let you send that thing in to a company that's been, a lab that has been validated by, no, I'm not going to do that. Now they're going to do that. Because now what they want to be able to do is contact tracing and surveillance. That's the next agenda. See, you thought that it was going to end with lockdown? No. Lockdown was just step number one. Step number two is to let you out conditionally. And the condition is going to be that we're going to have contact tracing, which means we're going to have full on surveillance. And as Zero Hedge summarizes Bill Gates, yeah, sure, my dad was on the board of Planned Parenthood, an organization founded by eugenicists. And yes, I've talked about the need for population reduction for years. And sure, I want you to take my vaccines and get chipped. And okay, maybe India kicked us out after our immunization campaign was blamed for paralyzing 490,000 kids. And yeah, there was this whole coronavirus pandemic simulation that my foundation spearheaded last year, which modeled 65 million dead. But listen, this is what I've got. Yeah. And they didn't even throw in there the ID 2020 or the election guard or the news guard or the involvement with PRISM that we saw out of the Snowden leaks. Using technology to enable a surveillance state. Yeah, here we go. This is Gates saying that we need to, quote, interview everyone who has tested positive, and we need to use a database to ensure someone follows up with all of their contacts. That's right. And what do you need for that? Well, you need Big Brother digital tools. An even better solution, said Bill Gates, would be the broad voluntary adoption of digital tools. For example, there are apps that will help you to remember where you've been. And if you ever test positive, you can review the history or choose to share it with whoever comes in to interview you about your contacts. So this is going to help you remember, right? And you can choose to share it if you ever want to get out of house arrest. Let me tell you, this is all about saying that you have to sacrifice your liberty, your privacy, maybe even your health to protect the herd. Just like they always tell you about vaccines and like they're telling you right now about masks. We'll be right back.
I'm always excited about InfoWars Life products. They're amazing. They're cutting edge. You love them. I love them. And they fund the InfoWar in the face of the globalist onslaught. But we have come up with a new product over a year in development that is amazing. The only organic hand sanitizer on the market with organic essential oils on top of it. And there's another innovation. It's the spray cap. It doesn't just pour out a bunch of thick, gross goo, but it's high quality and aerosolizes it in a really great way. I like to put it on my hands, rub a little bit on my face. It's got organic alcohol in it, so don't spray it around your eyes. But I just love it personally as something that's a moisturizer as well. So this is a real innovation. I don't know why others didn't think of coming out with a hand sanitizer that actually has essential oil in it so it doesn't dry you out and smells great. It's so refreshing. This is a big winner. Authoritarians across the planet want the power to be able to tell you to stay in your houses and don't leave and only go where they tell you to go. It's called martial law. It's called living in an authoritarian country. And everybody knows that. Everybody understands that. And the Democrats have now shown their hands with the deep state saying, we're going to listen to Fauci and the World Health Organization, who've done nothing but put out all this fake disinformation so far. We're not going to listen to the president. We're not going to listen to Congress. And then all these other corporations are going to work in tandem with big tech to surveil and control and keep things shut down. This is economic warfare, and I know everybody understands that. Public, with the president and others, need to develop a plan to understand that this is a global corporate civil war and that we're being held hostage, and this is a mutiny against our country by globalist forces. Only understanding the reality and the magnitude of that gives us any chance of defeating it. globalists are Satanists, all right? Lord Rothschild recently posed at a gallery of art worshiping the devil and praising Lucifer. You cannot make this up. They flaunt it in our face. That's what environmentalism is. It's about having an anti-human future and having people live in a subsistence, feudal, serf state. That's what they want. These people that have stolen the planet and are worth trillions of dollars do not want you having a good life. They know you're having fun. They know you have a great wife, a great husband, great children. They hate your guts. They are the most horrible, evil people on the planet. They openly fund racism, war, degeneracy, pedophilia, everything else. Imagine the most horrible thing in the universe and then imagine it doubled, tripled, quadrupled. And being gullible and being domesticated just makes them rise up and attack you harder. And they're the ones that launched this whole attack on the planet, and they are the enemy of humanity and need to be stood up against. 10 weeks ago, I began to tell listeners that they needed to get high-quality, affordable food, not because of the virus, but because of the crises and the economic shutdown it would cause, because the globalists were planning to hold America hostage and run a blockade through the blue cities and blue states. Now that prediction has come true, because the globalists are running an operation. It's not predictions. We have their battle plans. So, going back more than 8 weeks ago, all major storable food companies were sold out except My Patriot Supply, because they're the biggest and were pre-positioned. When it got to the point that they had so many orders coming in that they wouldn't be able to fulfill them in a timely manner, they stopped taking orders till they got caught back up. Well, now they're caught back up. They've got high-quality storable food in stock, ready to be packaged and shipped to you. Get your orders in now at InfoWarsStore.com to go right at the head of the queue and get delivered to you as fast as possible and from the InfoWar. Get your storable food now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
So Gates says the best solution would be voluntary adoption of digital tools, where you can review the history of your travel, where you can choose to share it with whoever shows up to your door to interview you, to let you out of your house arrest, right? And if most people choose to install this kind of application, it would probably help. Well, I imagine it would help. It would make it a little bit easier for them, maybe, or maybe it wouldn't. I don't think they really even need the you to voluntarily do this or to install any special app. It might make it easier for them if you do install the app. There's a lot of other things that they can grab as well. But understand that Microsoft, way, way back, I mean, the last company to join the PRISM program. See if you guys can find that slide from Ed Snowden. I don't remember when Microsoft got in it, but I remember that they were the first of the big tech companies to get in. Apple was the last one. Apple joined in 2012 when you had Tim Cook assume the reins after Steve Jobs was no longer there. Steve Jobs didn't get along with DARPA too well. I don't know. Maybe that's why he's dead. I don't know. That's a conspiracy theory. Heard it here first. No, I don't know. But going back to Gates' involvement in that, that goes all the way back to 2007. So they got in 5 years ahead of Apple because Apple had to replace Steve Jobs first. But it wasn't any opting in of that. People weren't choosing to be surveilled in the PRISM program. People are not being not choosing to be part of a geospatial intelligence, activity-based intelligence and analytics. And this has been more law enforcement than it has been military, quite frankly. But, of course, those lines are blurring now, aren't they? Gates also went on to note that hydroxychloroquine has, quote, it's received a lot of attention, he said. And his foundation is going to fund a clinical trial to disprove it. And just like we saw happen with the VA this last week. We had the VA went in, and, of course, you know, what was it that Zelenko said when he talked about, well, I've cured 100, I've cured 350, I've cured 700 people who've come in here with this. And he said, I've done the sorts of things that they've done in other countries. hydroxychloroquine, azithromycin to control secondary infections, and zinc, he said, because it's antiviral. And of course, this trial that came out of the VA was looking at people who were in the final stages of life. I mean, they not only had multiple conditions that were present besides the struggle that they had with the coronavirus that they were working on, but they also did not give them any zinc in this. So they got people who were extremely sick at death's door, and then they also left out one of the ingredients that Zelenko did. And so as Zero Hedge points out, we're guessing that Gates' trial does not include the use of zinc, much like the other studies, which are proving, quote-unquote, that the drug does not work. Hydroxychloroquine acts as a ionophore, which allows zinc into infected cells, disrupting the virus replication. On its own, HCQ only allows low levels of zinc to enter cells versus the high-dose cocktail that was employed by doctors like Vladimir Zelenko, who said that he had used it to cure 700 patients. I find it even more curious that nobody will talk about the stem cell trial. They took nine people who, like these VA people, were elderly. They were in the had many other conditions. They were in the final stages of life. They took nine of them in a small trial, and they used stem cell treatment on them, and they found that not only did 100% of them recover, and there were no negative side effects, because you can have very serious negative side effects with hydroxychloroquine, no doubt about it. It can increase your heart rate and various other things like that. But they've had no negative side effects with stem cells, and get this, it repaired the damage that had been done to their lungs, and nobody will talk about that. That was mentioned once in a Daily Mail story. I mentioned it quite a bit, but nobody wants to talk about stem cells. We must not talk about stem cells. They must be controlled and prohibited by the FDA, using your own even. And, of course, these stem cells that were used in the Wuhan trial were stem cells that were taken from umbilical cords. They were not taken from aborted babies. There's nothing unethical about that. They are far more ethical than the vaccines that they're pushing. So if you want to get back to large gatherings, Gates is saying, well, you know, we're going to have a vaccine. So the new approach that I'm most excited about is known as the RNA vaccine. Yeah, let's get an RNA vaccine. Again, when you look at where this guy is going, it's actually worse than that fake video coming out of the Pentagon. An RNA vaccine gives your body the genetic code needed to produce viral fragments on its own. When the immune system sees these fragments, says Bill Gates, it learns how to attack them. An RNA vaccine essentially turns your body into its own vaccine manufacturing unit. Or maybe it makes your body attack itself. We'll have to wait and see. They're going to start the trials. They've already started the trials. Bill Gates went on to say, this is like a world war, except in this case, we're all on the same side. Right? We're all globalists, right? We're all socialists now, and we're all globalists now. And all the socialists and the globalists are aligned against you, all these technocrats. Gates went on to say, it is impossible to overstate the pain that people are feeling now and will continue to feel for years to come. Impossible to overstate the pain that you're feeling now and will continue to feel for years to come. On that point, I do agree. People call me an alarmist. People say I'm scaring people. I'm saying, no, it's impossible to overstate how bad this is going to be if we don't stop his agenda. He says social distancing has saved millions of lives. It's not been an overreaction. Yeah, we've even got people in the alternative press who are saying that, too, and they're absolutely wrong. They are pushing the agenda of Gates and the CDC, the globalists, the technocrats. Many people will not immediately resume their old routines until they feel safe, he says. And he will make sure, and the press will make sure, that you do not feel safe until you have a vaccine and you are tracked with a global ID. He goes on to say a lot of people will be stunned that in many places we will go from hospitals being overloaded in April to having lots of empty beds in July. I think a lot of people are stunned to see the independent reports and videos, and you can see it for yourself, of how we don't have hospitals that are overloaded in April or in March. How they're pretty much empty. Now they have massive layoffs that are happening across the country. Yeah, that's the thing that is stunning. In the middle of a pandemic, they're laying off hospital nurses and staff, and you don't see anybody parked in the parking lots, and you walk through the halls of the hospitals, and they're empty because they've cleared everything out for all the other cases except for COVID-19, and somehow those people aren't showing up. Yeah, that's what is stunning. All right, folks, we've got to take a break, and when we come back, we'll talk about what's going on with Taiwan, both the good and the bad that is happening there. But they're moving forward with these coronavirus vaccine trials. They're already starting them in Germany, the UK. They've already started the human trials, and they say that this will, and of course in the UK it's being done by the Imperial College in London, the same people that put out that alarmist report that was 100% wrong. Now I take that back, 4,000% wrong. And you've got an Oxford team leader saying the vaccine could be available for use for the general public by this fall, right on schedule, even though they were saying, well, it's going to take 18 months. And it's going to be coming to the U.S. as well. Fauci has said the idea of an immunity certificate could have merit under some circumstances. It's already being done in Chile. They're the first country to issue immunity certificates. Germany and Italy are about to do them as well. But, folks, what you've got to be concerned about is the fact that now you've got grocery stores hunting for meat. No, they're not sending out people with rifles hiding in the bushes. No, they're just trying to find a meat factory that hasn't been shut down out of coronavirus precautions. And so we've got the largest pork producers shut down. Many of the beef processors are shut down. As I pointed out yesterday, 61 million eggs produced out of this one place, and they shut that down, destroyed the stuff. Milk's being poured down the drains. Fields are being plowed under that have produce in them. They can't give away the stuff because there's no supply chain. That's all been busted. So, folks, take a look at InfoWarsStore.com. Make sure that you have your supply of food. Who knows how draconian these measures are going to be to even be able to get to the grocery store, assuming that somehow they take off this Soviet-style control over our food supply. So make sure you have signed up for storable food, InfoWarsStore.com. You can also get vitamin D3, 50% off, vitamin mineral fusion drink mix, 50% off.
The America that we've known and loved, the America that was the land of the free, home of the brave, is dying right now. And everything our enemies are doing is about domesticating us, shutting us down, and making us dependent on them. The food shortages have begun. The depression is going to be long and very, very serious. In fact, it's probably too late now to even turn back. Trump tried to stop it, but the mainstream media working with the Chi-Coms blocked it. That's why you and myself, everybody else, has to get prepared now. Do not wait. It's not about the virus. It's about the economic chaos that's going to be unleashed in the next 6 months to a year. Get your high-quality storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com. They're available again, but for a limited time. The food supply is running out. There are major shortages. This is a globalist siege, a globalist lockdown, globalist terrorism. But we, the people, the patriots, have to be prepared. We've already been proven right about prepping so far. We'll get ready to be really proven right. Get your storable foods now at InfoWarsStore.com. Globalism is all about making the nation state and the population itself obsolete, non-essential. That's why they position it with economic tariffs, taxes, and controls to where family farms and industry that's based in the United States has to shut down or be part of a large corporate conglomerate. That's part of making us obsolete so that as the human world is phased out, they can simply look at us and say, because, again, you are non-essential. That's what the robots and all of this is about. It's about setting it up where we're no longer in charge of our lives. We can be told to stay in our houses. And after all, shut up. This world doesn't belong to people anyways. It belongs to the new AI gods, the rich elitists that have merged with machines. Yeah, that sounds completely insane, doesn't it? That's actually the public plan they're pushing. These people are completely psychotic and make Hitler look like a choir boy.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back as we look at the trials of the vaccines rolling out now. And we look at Bill Gates saying it's impossible to overstate the pain that is going to last not just now and not just the near future, but for years. Immunity passports are already being rolled out in countries like Chile, Germany, Italy are considering them. And, of course, Fauci is definitely considering them. Antibody testing would reveal whether or not a person has actually been infected with the virus, but the accuracy of these tests vary. So how are we going to get our immunity certificate? We don't really know, right? Now they're casting doubt on all of their tests. So we got to have tests. Now we can't trust the tests. If we're going to use immunity certificates, we got to make sure that they're scientifically valid. So what do? If we issue immunity certificates based on faulty tests, that could be horrible. Only way we're going to know is when we roll out those vaccines in the fall. And then you get your vaccine. We know that vaccines always work, right? And so then we'll be safe. Until then, you've got to be afraid. You've got to be very, very afraid and hope that they can get through these human trials and find that they're both safe and effective, as vaccines always are, right? But in the meantime, even though they're going to tell us eventually that these tests don't work, right now they're telling us that we're seeing that as we look at antibodies for this, and again, as doctors have pointed out, they are not testing for the virus itself in these tests. They're testing for things that are present. You know, the PCR tests, the PCA tests are looking for things that are present that they think indicate COVID-19. But of course, they can also be present if somebody's fighting cancer, a lot of other conditions. Just like they presume that you died from COVID-19, even if you come in stage 4 lung cancer and they can find COVID-19 in a test, well, that's the underlying cause. And even if they don't test you, they can presume that that's the cause. You know, if you've got a respiratory illness or if you're having difficulty breathing, even if you have stage 4 lung cancer, they can presume, and they're told to presume, that it is COVID-19. So they're going to have something that they can rely on, and the only way that they will know for sure is if they vaccinate you and give you that tattoo ID. I want to quickly talk about what's going on in Taiwan as well, because a couple of weeks ago, I mentioned briefly, I didn't play the clip, because when you play the clip, there's a long series, a long pause of silence, and it doesn't work out too well for radio. We have a lot of people who listen on radio, a lot of people who listen to the program on podcasts. It works well for video, because this is a reporter in Hong Kong, and she asks this guy who works for the World Health Organization about the approach that Taiwan took. And he just stops and doesn't say anything because he doesn't really know what to say. You can't, if you work for the World Health Organization, you can't admit that Taiwan even exists. So how is he going to talk about whether they did the right thing or not, right? I mean, they have been able to keep it under control. I support some of the things that they've done. I don't support some of the things that they have done. But they did keep it under control, I think, more so than most people. They did not lock down their entire country. And that's the thing I wanted to correct. I had, when I talked about this absurd baseball game that they were allowed to have and how they had like a Chuck E. Cheese robot band in the background and they had cardboard cutout crowd. And even though they were cardboard cutouts, they put masks on their faces. I said, how pathetic is this? And one listener sent me an email and said, well, that's not really fair. They have not locked down their economy. And if you listen to CNN and Fox and all these other countries, they say, well, they locked everything down immediately and early. And see, they were really strict about this. And that's exactly what we need to do. And they focus on some of the things that Taiwan did that are wrong. I'll talk about that. I'll talk about what they did that was right when we come back. Stay with us.
I'm not going to sit here and waste your time or my time and rattle off the successes InfoWars has had. If you're paying attention, you know what we've done together. But I'll tell you this, The technocrats are really upping their game, and they are trying to destroy all independent forms of media. They're trying to shutter and silence human resistance. So now is the time to understand that everything we've talked about has been proven accurate. Everything you warned your friends and family about has turned out to be true. So it's now that your credibility's way up. The power structure is going to silence those of us that they can. But it's up to all of us to not let them silence any of us. We have the power. But the sun is setting on humanity and setting on free speech. We have to make sure that we fight hard right now to make sure that long, dark night doesn't come. So be the polar bears you are.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. It was last week that we were laughing about the Chuck E. Cheese band at the baseball game in Taiwan and how they had an audience of cut-out cardboard figures in one area and holding signs, probably telling people, stay home, don't come to the games, just watch them at home. But the cardboard cutouts even had masks on. And so I laughed at that and I said, look at how ridiculous this is. You know, they've only had about 300 and some odd people even diagnosed with COVID-19 in Taiwan. Only six people died from it out of a population of, I think it's 24 million, something like that. And so I said, you know, this is absolutely absurd that they've got it locked down. I got an angry email from a person who lives in Taiwan and listens to the program and says, that's absolutely unfair. We are not locked down. And that's true. You know, they have, as I mentioned at the top of the hour, CNN, Fox News, mainstream media has focused on some of the hardcore reactions from Taiwan, some of them justified, and I think some of them not justified. But they have not locked down the entire economy. They were able to control it by other means. So they have not destroyed internally their economy, and they've got a very vibrant economy. It's the 21st largest economy in the world, and they have not destroyed it. Yes, they have been affected because the rest of the world, for the most part, has shut down their economy, even when it was just Wuhan that was shut down. Remember, you had the South Korean car, it was Hyundai's big car complex, one of the largest in the world. And they were having to go to reduced hours simply because they couldn't get the parts that had previously been manufactured in the shutdown area of China. And so there wasn't anything that was happening internally in their country, but they couldn't get the parts. And that's the situation that Taiwan has. So I want to talk briefly about this to correct that record and also to take a look at what they did do, what they did right, what they did wrong, in my opinion, and to also take a look at the World Health Organization, because it really shows who the World Health Organization belongs to. And they are a communist Chinese mouthpiece. But first of all, what's going on in Taiwan? Well, there are no lockdowns, no closed businesses right now. So I don't know why they're doing this in terms of the baseball game. But nevertheless, that was a decision that was made by those particular people who were running the baseball game. That's the way they're running their business. They do have social distancing in process. They are putting restrictions about wearing face masks. That is all that is there. But they do not have a closed economy. They have less than 400 cases of it, and only six people died, as I mentioned. While President Trump, this is from Vaccine Impact, while President Trump is now looking seriously at pulling out of the World Health Organization, Taiwan was never a part of it. Taiwan's CDC, in fact, tried to warn China and the World Health Organization December 31st about a possible human-to-human transmission. Taiwan then started policies to monitor travel from China to reduce the chance of the coronavirus coming into the country. Unlike the U.S. and many other countries, they did not quarantine the entire nation. Good for them. They focused on quarantining travelers who were coming in from abroad, quarantining them in their own home, while the rest of the nation went about their business. Now, that's rational. That's what should have been done. People who are sick or people who are coming from an area that there is a pandemic, they should be quarantined. But the rest of us should be allowed to go about our business. Because if you don't have any real justification to lock people down, then that is nothing but house arrest. So they kept the country open. They didn't destroy their economy. And as they point out in this article, they said the country may be small, but it's still the 21st largest economy in the world, despite having a population of only 24 million. And while they've been damaged by not being able to get supplies, their entire domestic economy and society has remained open. And as people look at the results of what they've done, as a matter of fact, even the schools are open there. TaiwanNews.com says Taiwan is only one of only six countries on earth where the schools are open. And actually, it's even more dire than that, because when they actually looked at what was happening in the six countries that were allegedly open, it turns out only three of them are having face-to-face instruction. The other ones have the school open and they have instructors who can go in, but they're not letting the students in. Taiwan, Cuba, and Tajikistan have schools at all levels that are officially open. One Taiwanese teacher pointed out that all schools are open with the exception of one high school where a student had contracted the virus. However, a number of classes have been canceled or moved online at six universities after they reported confirmed cases of the disease. Now here's the part where I have some questions about this. Taiwan is tracking 55,000 people under home quarantine in real time. They have implemented technological tracking of people. And they did it without the people's knowledge. Remember Bill Gates was saying, well, you know, you could choose to put an app on your phone and you could choose to look at your own history, or you could choose to surrender it to an official who comes to your home. Or maybe Gates and the people like the NSA that he's been working with in DARPA, maybe they could choose to search your phone for you. Because as I pointed out over a month ago, before they even locked us down, they were talking about how they had already had an app. Babel Street produced an app called Locate X. Anybody that goes into a geofenced area, they could do contact tracing of them. They could scrape off their history, because your history is being recorded by a lot of different apps, usually by apps that were put on the phone by Google or by Apple, by the Android or the iOS operating system. And so they can trace that off, and then they can compare everybody's records to see where everybody's been, right? Do that kind of contact tracing. And they were kind of doing that in Taiwan, although for the most part they were just using triangulation of cell phone towers, which in the early days of smartphones, if you had an iPhone at the beginning, they didn't have GPS built into them for the first few years. You would use their map services and location services by using triangulation of the cell phone towers. It wasn't as accurate, but it worked. And that's what they've been doing in Taiwan. Now, the 55,000 people that they're tracking and have under home quarantine, those may be people who came into the country. And we've seen a lot of that going on in various other countries. That is a little bit different than if you are doing that to your own people who you have absolutely no reason to believe that they're sick, right? People, you can choose to go into a country or not. But when they start doing that to the people inside their country, that's when it's a problem. And it becomes a something of a slippery slope, because once they start doing this to people who are foreigners, well, it's only a matter of time before they start doing it to their own citizens as well. We know that. That's just the nature of government. So they looked at different options. They looked at tracker wristbands, you know, the kinds of things that already I've shown you over a month ago. You get your daily test here in the U.S., and they're already testing this. It was a government agency that the cybersecurity whistleblower sent me that picture, and I talked about it at the time. Now, that was going to, that was not really going to be a wristband like that. That's just a preliminary thing, because, you know, he's working in computers and cybersecurity. What's going to be coming along with that is going to be something that is going to be technological, technocratic, and its tracking and so forth. And, no, they decided not to go the wristbands. They settled on using the phone-based system, like I just mentioned. There are a lot of people that are coming back from China every day, and so we use traditional quarantine methods, and it'd be impossible to monitor everyone. Because they're close to China, there's a lot of traffic back and forth, even though mainland China wants to pretend that Taiwan doesn't exist as a country. You know, they want to imagine that it's their own country to the extent that they punish people who even use the word Taiwan. We had some friends who adopted from China before we did, and the wife was from Taiwan, and she put that on her on her adoption papers. And it's one of the reasons why you would get somebody to help you go through the adoption process, because it said, get that out of there. If the Chinese government sees that you say that you're from Taiwan, that will be the end of the process right there. They will just throw this thing out. And so when we come back, we're going to talk about the WHO's being a completely captive organization to the Chinese communist. And you can see that when there was an interview from Hong Kong reporter.
How do you put a people under house arrest? How do you put them under siege? Well, you tell them you're protecting them from a virus that you yourself cooked up with the globalist deep state and then had China release to then take down the populist president and those pesky American people that have become too uppity. Bill Maher even admitted it. Man, I hope we have a depression. And now they've tailored the whole thing where the big corporations and the media are going to keep the country closed, along with the help of the blue cities and blue states, all the time blaming Trump and capitalism and Americanism for the depression it creates. If America is that stupid, we deserve what happens to us. But as for me, I'm not sitting here and I'm not taking it. It's all the nanny state and the peer pressure that they're the good people keeping everybody safe. But that's not what they're doing. They are pulling America up by its roots and irrevocably damaging our savings, our health, our whole world, and committing millions of third world people to death.
And I'm here to tell you, I don't need you to thank me and tell me I've done a good job. I've done nothing but my duty. I discovered a bunch of bloodthirsty scum coming after innocent people, and I've been fighting them for 13 years, and I'll never stop while I'm drawing breath.
For 26 years, Alex Jones and InfoWars have been sounding the alarm for patriots worldwide, waking people up to the New World Order, Bohemian Grove, the American Deep State, the rise of Communist China, the plan for global depopulation, and global elite pedophiles who prey off of our young. The enemy has done their best to destroy us, but because of your support, our fight continues. Join us, support the InfoWar, and together we will slay the dragon.
Keep fighting, Alex, you're the gladiator.
Well, Communist China wouldn't sign on to the carbon taxes that would cut their energy use by half. And the United States wouldn't sign on to it. So guess what happened? Along came COVID-19, and Bill Gates is celebrating, saying it's already cut your carbon footprint by half. And that means you're going to be poor now and under his control. And, of course, with the medical tyranny comes the forced inoculations, a ink microchip that comes with the vaccine, and so much more. And Bill Gates admits that 700,000 people will get sick and die from it. So remember, folks, they're coming to hurt you and your family and destroy your basic rights. The same left that says kill babies all day long, women own their bodies, now say you don't own your body, and they're coming to forcibly inoculate you. And if you don't submit, you can't buy or sell or leave your home. Mark the beast. Oh, and guess what? Jeffrey Epstein and all these people hang out together with Bill Gates and are a bunch of dirty devil worshippers in your face. They hate you and your family. It's been sold out for more than 4 months, but our best-selling vitamin D3 and vitamin K formula is back in stock. Winter sun. In the fall, in the winter, as you know, your body, when you're not getting sunlight on the skin, does not produce vitamin D3. So it's important to ingest it. But a lot of people do not absorb it well in the gut. So you take this formula under the tongue. It tastes sweet naturally. Let it sit there about 30 seconds to a minute, and then you swallow the rest, and it's just amazing. It's back in stock, and yes, we're going to offer it at 50% off because that's the right thing to do during this crisis. So winter sun, 50% off. We also have Ultra 12, highest quality B12. It is also available. Take it under the tongue, 50% off. InfoWarsStore.com, and we have X3, even though it's going to sell out, super high-quality deep earth iodine. It is 60% off because I want you to have it right now. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
do think we're turning into something else, something foreign. But I think it's something Chinese that we're turning into. And I'm going to tell you, coming up in this segment, how we're going to look in just a few weeks. Or I will tell you how we're already looking. We're already getting the stuff coming over. Some of the things are coming over about as fast as goods come from China on a ship to Walmart. Some of them are being sent right away by airplane or by the media seeing it and then demanding that we do it here. But before we leave and before we go to China, let's talk about the WHO and its animosity towards Taiwan, which is really reflects the fact that they're completely controlled by the Chinese government. Again, a few weeks ago, it's actually the beginning of April, there was a journalist, Yvonne Tong. She was from Hong Kong, and she was interviewing a senior WHO official, Bruce Alward. And she asked him, as they were talking about what was going on in Hong Kong and China and so forth, she asked him about Taiwan. And I mentioned this when it happened, but I didn't play the clip because it's not a good clip for radio or podcasts, which is where a large part of our audience is. So I'll kind of fill in the gap because when she asked him the question, I'll tell you this ahead of time, we're going to play it now. When she asked him the question, he just stops. He doesn't know what to say because you're not supposed to use the word Taiwan if you are currying favor with the communist Chinese in mainland China. And so let's run that clip, video clip number 9.
Would the WHO consider Taiwan's membership?
Have you considered Taiwan's membership? He's just staring. She's staring.
Hello?
He's staring back.
I couldn't hear your question.
Okay, yeah, let me repeat the question.
Let's move to another one then.
Right, because I'm actually curious on talking about Taiwan as well, on Taiwan's case.
Then he just hangs up.
We decided to give Dr. Alward another call to follow up.
And I just want to see if you can comment a bit on how Taiwan has done so far in terms of containing the virus.
Well, we've already talked about China.
Oh, we've already talked about China. Mm-hmm. Yeah, see, Taiwan is China. So she asked him, you know, what about Taiwan not being a member of the WHO? And he just stares. And she goes, hello? Could you ask the question again? He says, I couldn't hear the question. And she says, all right, I'll ask it. Oh, no, that's okay. Let's just move on to another question. And then he hangs up. And then she calls back and he goes, well, we've already talked about what's going on in China. Yeah, that's the reality of all of this. And the World Health Organization is now warning that there is a new way of living that will be needed until we have a coronavirus vaccine. Yeah, that's right. A new way of living will be needed until we get the vaccine. At least until a vaccine or a very effective treatment is found, this process will need to become our new normal, said the Chinese Globalist Health Authority, also known as the WHO. Look, President Trump needs to get us out of that organization. He said he would. Hopefully he will. But I've seen President Trump say many things that he said he was going to do and then ultimately get talked out of it or pulls back. When nobody's paying any attention before, afterwards, right? He was going to get us out of Afghanistan as well, right? And then Pompeo said, yeah, he says things, but then we talked to him privately. I don't know if that's going to happen or not. Missouri, meanwhile, is suing China and the Wuhan lab over the COVID. And they said that deceit, malfeasance, and inaction unleashed this pandemic. Well, we'll talk about the lies about the pandemic, and we'll flatten some of those lies because the curve has not been flattened. Our economy has been flattened. Our freedom has been flattened. Our rule of law has been flattened because we are all turning Japanese. Yes, the next Chinese communist virus that is coming is totalitarianism. And we can see how this is looking. As Zero Hedge points out, the dystopian post-lockdown that has surfaced in Wuhan now, because they said, well, okay, the worst of it is over. You can come out, little munchkins, and we can go back to work. We've got to make some money now. And so this is what life looks like in Wuhan. And let me tell you, This is what life is going to look like very quickly where you are. And it already looks like this. I just had somebody send me what they're having to do here in Austin. And we'll talk about how similar that is to what's already happening in Wuhan. But first, what's happening in Wuhan? It's become roaring back to life, says Zero Hedge, but in a way that has kind of a dystopian version of its former self, a glimpse of what hard-hit urban centers in the West may look like in a new post-lockdown world. So far, Wuhan's answer has been to create a version of normal that would appear utterly alien to people in London, Milan, or New York, at least for the moment, writes Bloomberg. Yes, these people are conditioning us. They think that they're doing it slowly enough that the frogs are not going to wake up to the boiling water. And the question is, are you? Do you realize that you're being cooked in all of this? I'm absolutely surprised at how quickly they've been able to roll this out without a revolution. But yeah, at least for the moment, this would seem alien to you. But don't worry, you're going to get accustomed to it real quickly. Real quickly. It's on its way. Normal, but with a totalitarian twist. Bolstered by China's powerful surveillance state, this is the key. It's the surveillance. And again, Taiwan did not shut down their entire economy, but they did surveil the people who were coming in from China and so forth. And that's fine, but understand the slippery slope involved in that. Bolstered by China's powerful surveillance state, even the simplest interactions are mediated by a vast infrastructure of public and private monitoring intended to ensure that no infection goes undetected for more than a few hours. So, for example, to get to a factory where they are making phones and a Lenovo tablet on the outskirts of the city, it had previously been closed for over 2 months. Workers are first greeted by a series of 4 temperature checks. If flagged for even slightly higher than normal temperature, they get referred to an in-house antivirus task force to make determinations. Now, I've had people send me emails saying that where they worked, because they had an allergy to, you know, it is spring. You wouldn't know it if you're locked up inside, but it is spring. So one individual said he had an allergy. He said he sneezed. They immediately whisk him off for medical examination at work. I had another individual who works in Austin sent me this questionnaire. He said, this is the test they give us every morning at work, in addition to scanning us with a thermal camera and a non-contact thermometer. We have to check in with a fingerprint as well. It's looking like 1984 to me out here, and I don't know where he works. But here's the screenshot that he sent of the questionnaire, because right now it is a questionnaire that you fill out. But understand, it's not going to be that way for very long. They'll be scraping this information off of your phone, because that's what geospatial intelligence has been about. The fastest growing part of our intelligence community behind the all of the stuff that's happening with the NSA, with PRISM and so forth. Nobody talked about it because it was the most important thing. Activity-based intelligence. They've been preparing for this. This is their pretense to roll out tracking everything that you do. Oh, we have to do it.
There's a process where you take a stallion and you tie him down and you cut his testicles off and then he becomes gelded. Well, that's what's happening to the entire world right now. We're going into deep, deep tyranny. Places like North Korea and China are going into deeper tyranny as well. It's all directed by the UN. It's all a big, cooked-up, giant plan to absolutely take control of your life, bankrupt the economy, and make you dependent on the big mega banks. And to get your universal income, you're going to have to take the inoculations, brainwash your kids the way they say, and have absolutely no freedom. And it's all happening, boom, overnight. This is a giant revolution. And as soon as you put the handcuffs on, they said, oh, it's just an extended spring break, 2 weeks. Notice now it's 18 months, 2 years, 5 years. It never ends. No one can ever die from a virus again. Government will save you. It's a takeover. It's the opposite. They're coming with forced inoculations on record that will reduce your fertility, lower your immunity, and in many cases kill you. And they're telling you it's going to hurt a lot of people.
Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars can now offer high-quality, storable food again. Other manufacturers were sold out 8 weeks ago, and they told people they had food. Most folks never were delivered their food. Well, when our sponsors' food
began to run short. They just suspended sales till they opened more factories and secured more food. So if you get your orders in right now, they can take new orders and get it to you quickly. They'll probably have to suspend orders very, very soon again because the lockdown of the economy is killing food distribution, farming, you name it, and now it's mainstream news that food shortages and delivery are already starting to happen. If Trump can turn the economy back on and wrest control of our system away from the globalists, things may be okay, but it looks like it's going to get very, very rough. So again, ladies and gentlemen, now is the time to secure the number one thing you need, high-quality, storable food, ready to get to you and your family now. If you get your orders in, at InfoWarsStore.com.
It doesn't matter how hard I want to fight. If other human beings don't resonate with what I'm saying, if you don't spread the word, if you don't buy the products to fund our operation, the dog doesn't hunt. But you get that. You are patriots. You are people that live and work in the real world of every race, color, and creed that understand what's happening. And that's why when you call in and thank me for what I've done, it's really a sick joke. Thank you for what you've done. We're all in this together. We believe in the rights of the unborn. We believe in families. We believe in the right to self-defense. We believe in capitalism in America and Jesus Christ, number one. And we believe in free speech. And so the fact that you shop with us and the fact that you spread the word about what we're doing does everything in the world. That's why I salute you and I thank you continually, because the globalists thought they'd have this whole planet sewn up by now. They thought they'd be in charge. They thought they would have won, but they didn't count on you and I and others coming together. So God bless you all.
As men age, they often experience a slowdown in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Making sense common again. This is The David Knight Show.
Folks, if we don't wake up from this illusion, if we don't understand how we are being manipulated by government, by both parties, and the White House into this fear, we will have a society that looks exactly like China. And I'm telling you, it's not going to be very long. Because these things have been coming to us very, very quickly. Whether we're talking about the surveillance drones. Yeah, we had China send some surveillance drones, but now we're making our own. And we're going to make them better and faster, aren't we? Yeah. Well, here's what life is looking like in Wuhan, as they have now told people they can go back to work after being shut down for a couple of months again. Temperature checks everywhere, but it's nothing that isn't already being done by most of the people who are working now. You got to wear a mask, got to go through temperature checks, multiple things, questionnaires. Where have you been? Who have you been talking to? And so forth on a daily basis as you get to work. And the intention is to run this out onto the streets to make sure that if you're just traveling, that they're going to do this to you. That they're going to roll out the Transportation Security Agency. This has all been prepared and planned for over 20 years. All the control over your speech, and now we've got Twitter out there saying, don't you say anything about 5G health effects or we will ban you off of Twitter. And so I retweeted the article yesterday and I said, can I say anything then about the Orwellian surveillance tactics that are going to be piggybacked on top of 5G, or the smart city oppression that's going to be part of 5G, and outlawing our individual transport. Can I talk about that if I can't talk about the health effects of 5G? Is that okay with you, our master? They're not going to shut me up. They can kick me off. They're going to shut me up. And so what's it going to look like here? Yeah, they're going to control our speech. They're going to control our movement. They're going to monitor everything. They're going to use this as a pretense to surveil us. But they've been planning this for over two decades. As soon as the internet, which was a psychological idea from DARPA, was a psychologist who worked for DARPA. Yeah, I got an idea. Yeah, we could monitor everybody with this. When it became practical, they came out even with an open venture capital firm by the CIA, InQtel. And then, of course, they put the NSA and all these other surveillance agencies. They had their executives on many, many of the venture capital boards of these companies that now effectively own the internet, that now effectively own the digital public square and are using it not only to shut down your free speech, but to spy on everything that you do and to see if their propaganda narrative is being bought by you. If you want to organize any kind of reopening, so you get kicked off by Facebook and by Twitter. And don't you talk about 5G. You'll get kicked off for that as well. And we saw this in China. Remember the Great Firewall of China? Then they started using social credit system to punish people, to purge people. They turned the social media inward to look at people. And that's exactly what the PRISM program that Microsoft joined in 2007 was all about. They openly referred to the company that did it, Palantir. They had a PRISM program. It's not proven that that PRISM program that everybody was joining, that was shown in the leaked slides by Ed Snowden, it's not proven that PRISM was the same PRISM program that Palantir had. But let me tell you, Palantir is one of the primary contractors. Alex Karp, Bilderberg, regular attendee. They are focusing on this core technology for population control. And that is the geospatial intelligence. And Palantir openly refers to the Lord of the Rings. They have these metaphors. They talk about that a lot, and they focus on the military-industrial complex, DARPA, and so that is their business model. So it's highly likely that that PRISM program was about data mining and surveillance, activity-based intelligence, human domain analytics, geospatial intelligence. So what is happening in Wuhan? What's coming to you? The formerly communal cafeteria tables are now partitioned off by vertical barriers, covered in reminders to avoid conversation. Kind of like the stores you see now here, right? Got vertical barriers going up in all the stores, all the checkout counters. You got things put on the floor. Keep 6 feet apart. Stand here. Stand here. You got a line. It's like going to the airport now to go anywhere, retail. And that's one of the reasons why they shut down all the small and medium-sized businesses, because they knew the big chains would do everything they told them to do. And they would set up the pattern. And they would do the early conditioning for you, the consumer. And then if any of these small to medium-sized businesses can manage to survive the financial hit, when they open, they will have to conform to the pattern of behavior that's been established by the big business partners, the corona capitalists that have now been allowed to survive. You see the plan? You see how you're being manipulated and controlled? You see how the middle class is being destroyed, and you see how the big guys are coming in, working in a partnership with the government to establish this pattern of behavior? Signs everywhere indicate when areas were last infected in Wuhan. Robots in Wuhan are deployed wherever possible to transport supplies so they can reduce the number of people who are moving around from place to place. That has always been a core, besides tracking your every movement, reducing your ability to move. Reducing the need for you to move. And again, replacing people with robots. Robotic cars, no private ownership of those cars, packing you into tiny homes, confining you into city factories, just like they do in China. Everything that's been done in China, this horrendous stuff, the tyranny, the oppression, the austerity, the communism. It's all coming here to America. The communism of taking away people's ability to have any kind of economic mobility, not just physical mobility, but economic mobility. You can't start a company. You can't have a small or medium-sized business. You're not going to be allowed to do that. We're going to shut you down, and we're going to put you on welfare, and you're all going to get the same amount of money. Elevators have become an artifact of the before times. That's the way that Zero Hedge puts it. I think we ought to call it BC. Before coronavirus. Or maybe before China, because we're now all becoming Chinese. Everyone now has to take the stairs, no elevators. They have to keep their distance from everybody along the way as well. Will they allow us to have escalators? Oh, I'm sure. They'll probably have the escalators marked off at 6-foot intervals so that you know where to stand, because you're nothing more than cattle. The head of Wuhan's Lenovo operations told Bloomberg the entire factory would immediately shutter again should even one employee get coronavirus. Does that sound like Fauci? Are they all reading the same script? Fauci said the whole country is going to be shut down until there's not a single case of coronavirus, not a single death that he claims is due to coronavirus, that they presume is due to coronavirus, but not a single case of coronavirus. And this guy is saying, well, our whole factory will be shut down if we got a single case here. This is why food is going to be a problem, folks. I mean, you look at the situation in these pork plants. Nobody died, right? And they found a percentage of people that tested. When they started testing people, they found a percentage that is less, significantly less, than they have found in L.A., in Santa Clara, and those are two independent studies, one of them run by USC, another one done by Stanford. Oh, but we can't trust those, right? Well, we've also had the study run by New York City, and I think it was the university that did it for them, but Cuomo was talking about that. He said, well, you know, overall we found out that 21% of the people in New York City, 17% of the people in Long Island, only 3% of the people in upstate New York, but, you know, overall it's about 17% or something like that. They had less than that. They had 6% of the people at the largest pork plant. And, in the U.S., it was what, 4 or 5% of the pork supply in the U.S., and they shut the whole thing down. That's why you got people searching for food, why you have empty shelves, like we've now instantly become the former Soviet Union. Life before China wasn't like that.
The superpower that I have is that I tell you what I really think, even if it ends up hurting me short term. I believe in God, and I believe in the long run, it'll end up being better for myself and everybody else in this world we live together in. I understand what comes around, what goes around, you reap what you sow, and I live that. And I fundamentally, at a cellular level, understand it. Now, if I would have hyped up the virus was going to kill 3, 4, 5 million people like the UN did, I would have sold 5 times more supplements. But you know what? I didn't do that. But I said on a routine basis, regardless, people are vitamin D deficient, people are deficient in iodine and so many other issues. You need those products regardless. So we started selling out of Vitamineral Fusion and all the other products. I cut the prices from 30% off to 60% off because I knew it was the right thing to do during a crisis to make sure people were incentivized to up their body's defenses. But now I'm telling you, with the economic crises going on, get your storable food now. And all of a sudden, the trap snaps, and you're inside. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years, going back to the Magna Carta in 1215, of hard-fought basic human dignity and liberty, and believing that the individual was sovereign and had basic, unalienable rights, has been absolutely erased just in March. And the communist Chinese have been our teachers, and big tech has been our controllers. We're all being introduced now to the digital straitjacket that depends on us complying with it and depends on us all henpecking each other into submission. But for all of you out there that have decided to go along with this, mark your calendars down, and then in a few months, a few years, look at the world and remember, you did this. You were the prisoners. You were the slaves. You were the people that crouched down and licked the hand that fed you. As for me, give me liberty or give me death.
hiding in plain view, Politico, the Associated Press, you name it, admit that a half a billion people, extra 500 million, are now at the subsistence starvation level on top of all the millions already starving because of the global lockdown. That is hundreds of times worse than all the deaths in the world caused by COVID-19. And the very people that cooked it up and gave it to the Chi-Coms at the World Health Organization with Bill Gates involved are now the ones running the operation to shut down society, create a depression, and forcibly inoculate everybody. This is insane. Ladies and gentlemen, if they succeed, it's over. You need to get prepared now. You need to get high-quality, storable food now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And you need to get politically active and challenge this verbally everywhere. Big tech is trying to censor everyone right now and bully people into saying you can't even challenge verbally social distancing. This is beyond 1984. The tyranny of the dual order is here. Get prepared now and spread the word in the info war. You are the Paul Revere's.
The official numbers are now in. The United States is in the biggest financial collapse in our history. This is the worst employment collapse in U.S. history by a very wide margin, writes Michael Snyder at the Economic Collapse blog. At this point, we should no longer speak of economic collapse as something that will happen in the future. It is now here. He does an excellent job in the article on InfoWars.com of laying it out. This was done by design. Trump fought to open the economy, but the hijacked blue cities and states with the Chi-Coms and with Hollywood and the media held America underwater until we sucked it into our lungs, and now we're lying there like a fish dying. There's not much time to get the water out of our lungs. So remember, for decades to come, when millions starve to death worldwide and you live in slums with no medicine, the globalist did this. The globalist did this. The globalist did this. The globalist did this.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
All right, let's look a little bit more at what life is going to become here in America, because we are becoming China. Anything they do in China is going to be brought here to the United States, including their poverty, their austerity, their corporate slavery. Yeah, absolutely shameful what has been done in China, but they have always been the cat's paw of the globalist technocrats. They push them into a one-child policy. They push them into becoming slaves of big corporations, using slave labor, the kind of conditions that you see, the people committing suicide, living in the factories and so forth. Yeah, it was horrific. The only problem is that, you know, for the globalists, is that even under these circumstances, I mean, when we were there, we would see the big corporate factories that people had to live and work in all the time. But then we drive out into the rural areas, the poverty there was unbelievably bad. And so a lot of these people, even though the conditions might have been better working on a farm out in the country, probably was, they had absolutely nothing. And so they would make the exchange that people have always done during the Industrial Revolution and on, to say, well, all right, I'll put up with these conditions and maybe I can eventually buy my way out of the slavery, right? Kind of an indentured servant attitude. A lot of the people who came to the United States came as indentured servants, but they were able to get their way out to freedom because we had a large unoccupied country for the most part and big open spaces. Even if there were Indians there, that for the most part, it was wide open, and in small numbers, they were able to coexist for a while until the government got involved. And then, like Russell Means said, yeah, where white men fear to tread. The American government has broken every treaty with the Indian they ever made, and they've broken the treaty they made with you, the Constitution, white man. What are you going to do about it? Yeah, what are you going to do about it at this point? So when we look at what is happening in Wuhan, the scan your code. Let's say police and black uniforms and medical masks are everywhere in Wuhan now. Now that they've opened up, they're getting a taste of freedom. This is the new normal. is a dystopian version of even what life was like in Wuhan before. Police in black uniforms, medical masks everywhere. Scan your code, they shout at travelers approaching the departure gates. The public-private health code system that China developed to manage COVID-19. It was hosted on Alipay and WeChat apps, but it was deeply linked to the government. See, they used their Jeff Bezos, their Bill Gates there to put this thing in. And used Alibaba and so forth. And everybody said, well, this isn't going to go away. And guess what? It isn't going to go away. It's become firmly entrenched. And it is a public-private partnership, the same way DARPA is using Microsoft and Bill Gates and all these other corporations to put in this public-private system of tyranny here. And so as I go through this, you see from the graphic up there, that's a screenshot of the video, they have QR codes. And you get one of three risk statuses. You can get either red, yellow, or green. Green means everything's okay, right? This is a universal symbol, right, for globalism. Yellow, what is yellow? Well, red means that you're infected. So yellow means that you have been in the proximity of somebody who has been infected. So now you are a suspected infected. Red is confirmed infected, but yellow means that you've been in proximity with them. And, of course, this is what they've been doing with social credit scores. You know, you avoid having anything to do with anybody that the government doesn't like. And now they're applying that same type of thing to the virus as well. And it is public-private. So these are the infection trackers, these are the immunity certificates, and these are the cops demanding that you scan your code, right here. On Tomb Sweeping Day, which is in early Chinese, early April, the Chinese will go to cemeteries where they venerate their ancestors, right? Well, that was shut down this year. And as they point out in the Zero Hedge article, funerals have been banned until at least the end of this month. Yeah, maybe indefinitely. We'll see. Because right now, it's kind of awkward for Beijing to have funerals because people are very upset. They don't want anybody to get together for any reason. They don't want you to get together for funerals. They don't want you to get together for weddings. They don't want you to get together for church meetings. Of course, that's been a long time thing in China as well. That's something else that's been brought to America, isn't it? You got to have government-approved churches. It's not just a 501c qualification from the IRS. Now you've got to have the little petty tyrants in the local areas approving of how you're holding church services. Seeing church services around where I live, you know, people, pastors saying, all right, everybody show up, park in the parking lot. Maybe they'll leave us alone. I don't know. The pastor is standing there with a mask over their face, you know, out in the parking lot or at the door of the church or something. I mean, it's just pathetic how people are bowing down to government. Now, you understand you cannot appease these people. And the more you try to do this, the worse it's going to get. And so they don't want people having funerals because they might get together and talk. They don't want people meeting in public. You know, that's why we've got now what? Facebook and Twitter shutting down anybody who even tries to plan any public meetings where you would say, can we have some of our freedom back? Just a little bit of it, pretty please? What if we do it with your permission? What if we try to do all, we wear masks and we keep 6 feet apart and we do all this? Will we be allowed to do that? And then there's the drones. The drones are one of the things that I remember reporting on. It seems like forever now, but it was only a couple months ago in China. And China is sending some of the drones over, but now some of the drones are being manufactured in the U.S. A U.S. company, Dragonfly. This is different from the secret collaboration between Google and the Chinese government. That was spelled the way you typically spell Dragonfly. This is with a D-R-A-G-A-N. And so we've got a clip of the pandemic drones that are being manufactured, and they're rolling them out in Connecticut. Let's play video clip number 7.
The University of Southern Australia, who works closely with the Australian Department of Defense, has selected Dragonfly to integrate and commercialize its breakthrough detection technology. This technology can, from a distance, determine fever, which is much different than determining just temperature, cough detection, respiratory rate, heart rate, and blood pressure. So what this detection technology can do that's being exclusively integrated by Dragonfly is help establish a global early warning system for infectious and respiratory diseases. The Dragonfly team is responsible for integrating and commercializing this into camera networks, autonomous devices, and of course, drones.
And of course, drones. Yes, of course. Of course, drones. And that would never be abused, right? I mean, right now, they're looking at how they can monitor all those things you talked about. A person's temperature and whether it's a fever, that's very different from just overall temperature, he said. Their heart and respiratory rates. You can detect people sneezing or coughing in a crowd. You can focus out that person and attack them, right? Technology can accurately detect infectious conditions from 190 feet away and enforce social distancing as well. It's the perfect tool for tyranny, and it would never be abused, right? Except that just take a look at this Italian sunbather who was fined after police used a drone to spot him laying out in the sun getting vitamin D on a deserted beach. Nobody else for miles. And so then these cops go out and decide that they will lecture him for not social distancing. They'll get in his face. They'll write him a fine, hand him the ticket that he's got to touch, right? All of this stuff, right? Raised his head with visible shock as the cops start to lecture him, then another officer writes him a ticket. They would never abuse their power, right? This is all about your health, isn't it? Folks, if you want to make sure, yeah, don't get any of that vitamin D out there naturally, yeah. Well, you know, if you're going to be locked up, even during the summer, we call our vitamin D3 formula winter sun for that very reason. See, these coronaviruses that have been around for a long time, this is a novel one, of course. Oh, yeah, except that the death rates now and the infection rates are starting to look like regular flu. But a coronavirus, a flu, a cold, or whatever, it is always, it's not attacked by the vitamin D. But vitamin D helps to organize your immune system and make it work properly. This has been op-ed pieces at the end of March written by both the former head of the CDC and public health officials who are with the NIH at the time saying, hey, this isn't going to fight the virus, but it's going to help to strengthen your immune system so that your immune system can fight the virus. We've now got Winter Sun 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. We have Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And as we are headed into a China future with the availability of products like you typically expect to see in Soviet Russia, make sure you have storable food. You don't even have to go to the store. You can order it online at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back.
When it comes to regaining energy during the day, convenience is key. Sure, coffee, candy, and other highly sugar-filled drinks can give you a short boost, but the crash always follows. That's why we created a mixable energy formula to take on the go when you need a little help. Turbo Force. Similar to other mix-in energy packets, Turbo Force from InfoWars Life utilizes vitamins, amino acids, and extracts used for hundreds of years across the world to provide focus, clarity, and a boost of energy when you need it. Turbo Force is certainly a force to be reckoned with for portable, affordable, and tasty energy. And speaking of affordable, you can even try Turbo Force for a limited time at an incredible 40% off. Don't wait till it's out of stock again and get Turbo Force right now, only at InfoWarsStore.com.
10 weeks ago, I began to tell listeners that they needed to get high-quality, storable food, not because of the virus, but because of the crises and the economic shutdown it would cause, because the globalists were planning to hold America hostage and run a blockade through the blue cities and blue states. Now that prediction has come true, because the globalists are running an operation. It's not predictions. We have their battle plans. So, going back more than 8 weeks ago, all major storable food companies were sold out except My Patriot Supply, because they're the biggest and were pre-positioned. When it got to the point that they had so many orders coming in that they wouldn't be able to fulfill them in a timely manner, they stopped taking orders till they got caught back up. Well, now they're caught back up. They've got high-quality storable food in stock, ready to be packaged and shipped to you. Get your orders in now at InfoWarsStore.com to go right at the head of the queue and get delivered to you as fast as possible and from the InfoWar. Get your storable food now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
the seed in our home, and boys, let it grow where all can see. Feed it with our devotion, boys, call it the Liberty Tree. It's a tall
Liberty
tree.
It's your move. You're listening to the David Knight Show.
We are the sons of liberty. Save it from the storm, boys. Water down its
roots. Welcome back. At the top of the hour, we are not covered by radio stations, and so I wanted to play something a little bit visual. You know, we have a lot of people out there, and I've got some stories talking about this. Homemade masks. You know, just make it comfortable. It's all about show, right? It could help. I don't know. It could help, says some official in the UK. Or it just could be conditioning. It could just be a cone of shame, a sign of submission to your masters. But yeah, it could possibly help under some scenarios. Well, we'll see about that. But rather than a homemade mask, which I'm not too interested in, quite frankly, how about a homemade Gatling gun? Now, that might be something that would be more useful in the times ahead of us. We have a Texan demonstrating how he built a fully functional Gatling gun by using six SKS rifles. Yeah, let's watch this. This is a 60-round demo that he does on the video. And what's really funny is what he says at the end of the clip, video clip number two. There he goes. He's got these things. He's just hand cranking it. And as he's cranking it by, it's clicking the trigger. We so had, he takes off the head protection.
Different ammo in here. Everything is fired. All 10 rounds. So that's 60 rounds, and that's the demonstration. This is, you can look for this on the computer if we can figure out how to do it. What do they call that?
YouTube.
YouTube.
For the video.
YouTube, if we can figure it out. I'm not a computer.
Yeah, and if YouTube wants that out there, right? Yeah, so you can look for this on the computer. What do they call that thing? YouTube, says the guy behind the camera. He doesn't know too much about YouTube, but he's got some very essential practical skills here. Homemade Gatling gun. That's what some people in Texas are building instead of the homemade masks that they are instructed by their new assumed masters. Meanwhile, in California, we have a federal judge who has blocked a California gun law. He did it yesterday. The California gun law required people to undergo a background check before purchasing ammunition. This is nothing more than harassment. This is nothing more than establishing the Second Amendment right, recognized God-given right, right? The we don't get our gun rights from the Second Amendment. What the Second Amendment says is that, like the Declaration of Independence, you have rights that are given to you from God, and we create government to protect those rights. And the Second Amendment says, by the way, government, this is why we need to have these rights, to defend the country, effectively. We don't want a standing army. We want an armed citizenry, the militia, and they need to be trained. And you should even be equipping us. Instead, they're trying to disarm us. That's the reality. You know, as Richard Proctor's pointed out many times, I've had other people on the show to point that out as well to you, that the government has, not just in the Second Amendment, but in other parts of the Constitution, they have the duty, when they talk about well-regulated, that means well-trained. And the vernacular of the day. And so you should be trained, you should be equipped by the government, the state militias should be. Instead, they're trying to disarm the state militias. No, nothing to see there, right? Shouldn't be worried about that. And of course, the whole idea that you should have to get permission to buy ammunition and go through background checks every time you buy ammunition, that is simply another death by a thousand cuts to a God-given right that they have absolutely no authority to touch. But they're trying to turn it into a government-granted privilege. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I'm always excited.
excited about InfoWars Life products. They're amazing. They're cutting edge. You love them. I love them. And they fund the InfoWar in the face of the globalist onslaught. But we have come up with a new product over a year in development that is amazing. The only organic hand sanitizer on the market with organic essential oils on top of it. And there's another innovation. It's the spray cap. It doesn't just pour out a bunch of thick, gross goo, but it's high quality and aerosolizes it in a really great way. I like to put it on my hands, rub a little bit on my face. It's got organic alcohol in it, so spray it right in your eyes. But I just love it personally as something that's a moisturizer as well. So this is a real innovation. I don't know why others didn't think of coming out with a hand sanitizer that actually has essential oil in it so it doesn't dry you out and smells great. It's so refreshing. This is a big winner.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Let's take a look at cruise ships and carriers. Carriers in both sense of the word, aircraft carriers and virus carriers. We've had the U.S. Theodore Roosevelt, the one that's been at the center of this controversy. This is the one where the commander of the ship said, hey, we've got a lot of people here that have tested positive. We need to get some help. I need to get this ship to port and get everybody off. And you know what happened after that. You had him fired. And the sailors stood up for the commander, and then eventually the Secretary of the Navy, I think it was, that fired him, was fired, and he was, I think he's been reinstated. I haven't kept up with this in terms of who is in and who is out. But the important thing about this, regardless of whether that was a proper procedure to follow or who got fired, who got reinstated, here's the bottom line. They've now finished testing all the sailors on board that aircraft carrier, the USS Theodore Roosevelt. They have done 100% testing, and this is what they found. They found that 17% of the people on board tested positive. That's 840. They found 4,098 tested negative. So 17% positive, 83% did not have it on an aircraft carrier. Now, you know, this is these are people who, unlike the Diamond Princess, they're a lot younger. They're going to be in a lot better shape. They haven't had any deaths. They have a couple of people that are in the hospital. Four sailors are currently in the hospital, down from a high point of 9. So they've already had 5 released from hospital. Of the 4. One sailor who was in intensive care has improved. And so they don't even have anybody in intensive care now. Now, how does that compare to the Diamond Princess? And again, we should go back to these contained, the cruise ships, the carriers and so forth, to get a better idea of what's really happening with all this. At the Diamond Princess cruise ship, they had 12 people who actually died. But these are elderly people, for the most part, people who are not in great shape, very different than the people on board an aircraft carrier. They're going to be younger and better shape. But the infection rate was about the same. It was about 17% between the crew and the passengers on board. And again, that began with everybody in communal areas, pretty much like it would be on the aircraft carrier. They're going to have common dining rooms and so forth. And on a cruise ship, everybody is eating off of a buffet. They do have additional restaurants and dining areas, but everybody goes to the buffet at least a little bit, on a cruise ship because it's all about eating. That's one of the reasons why you see people being wheeled in wheelchairs, with the oxygen tents. It's like Wall-E. Very much like it. I was absolutely amazed to see how similar it was to that comedy, on my first cruise. But nevertheless, and last cruise. And it's not just because they're going to be shutting down everywhere. I don't want to go back on another one. But if you want to, that's fine. I'm not saying you can't. I'm not the dictator. Now, there's a lot of people who do think that they're dictators and going to tell you what you can and can't do. I'm not one of those people. If you want to go on a cruise, knock yourself out. But it was about 17% of the people that were infected on that, even on that Diamond Princess cruise ship. And this is something where the people were contained off the coast of Japan for a very long time. And they didn't have effective quarantine even after they started finding people who were sick. So not only was this going on for a while on board the ship and everybody was eating in a common area, but even when they quarantined them into their rooms, that wasn't very effective. Because the infectious disease doctor went on and said, I was frightened to death. I've been at the heart of the Ebola outbreak in Africa, and I was a lot more scared here. Because he didn't know how fatal this was. There was a lot of statistics that they were manipulating to make this look like it had a very high fatality rate. So this guy was concerned about it. But nevertheless, only about 17% of the people, about the same number of people on the aircraft carrier. The difference was how many people died, and you had 12 people who died on the Diamond Princess cruise ship. Now, you had about 600 people on that cruise ship that were infected, and about half of those people, 47% of those people, never had any symptoms, even on cruise ship demographics. 47% of the people never had any symptoms. And so here on this aircraft carrier, same number of people infected, but out of the 840 people who have tested positive, only 9 of them went to the hospital. 5 of them have already been released. Nobody is even in any intensive care. We have been had, folks. We have been had on this whole thing. And now they've got another cruise ship off the coast of Japan because this one got all the passengers off, but they kept some of the crew on, and now they've got 40 more cases on that confined cruise ship. But again, the Costa Atlantica, which is right off the coast of Japan, we'll have to wait and see what happens with that. But again, we're seeing these figures now come in from New York and elsewhere. And speaking of ships, let's not forget the ship that President Trump talked about. That he said, hey, we sent the Army Corps of Engineers in, or whoever it was, sent the military in to set up a hospital for New York City. And they put in 2,500, 2,700 beds. He said they didn't need him. I'm glad they didn't need him, but they didn't need him. And Cuomo was saying that he needed 30,000 ventilators because he's looking at the totally imaginary models and statistics coming out of that Washington State University funded by Bill Gates. Turns out the number of ventilators was overstated in most places by an average of 40 times. In New York, they were given 400 ventilators, and Cuomo was like, I need 30,000. And he didn't even need the 400, and they're getting rid of the 400 ventilators. And they pulled out the temporary hospital. They didn't need any of those beds. And they sent a ship there and to L.A. They didn't need those. They didn't need those ships there. Nobody was on board the ships. They were going to take the overflow from the hospitals because the hospitals are going to be dedicated to the COVID patients, and then anybody who was a non-COVID patient, they would go to the Navy hospital ships in New York City and in L.A., and they didn't need them. And the 500-bed U.S. Navy hospital ship Comfort is leaving New York City after treating only 179 patients in 3 weeks, and these are people who are non-COVID patients. Beaumont Health temporarily laid off 2,475 employees, permanently eliminating 450 jobs, and this is in Michigan. Why is this happening? We've got people getting these nurses at the NHS, National Health System, that were dancing in the hallways because they had nothing to do, right? So, well, we're just trying to pick people's spirits up, and we're all looking at this saying, pandemic? You're telling me this is a pandemic? And it's an emergency situation? Yeah, they're saying that in New York, even though everything is empty, because, as I pointed out, yeah, there they are, that's what you do when you have a pandemic that's out of control and everybody's dying and you lock down the entire world like you've never done before. That's what the nursing crews are doing right now. And they're laying people off in hospital after hospital. We've got citizen journalists going through the hospital saying, look, nobody's here. Nothing's happening anywhere. I played for you the clip of the guy who has been for 21 years a respiratory therapist. And he said, I've never seen anything like this. The way they're cooking the results for tests, the way he says, look, I've got two different types of ventilators. I've got the intrusive and the non-intrusive. He said, typically what we would do if somebody's got any kind of respiratory issue, we'd put them on the non-intrusive first, but they tell us we can't do that. We got to wait until they get really bad, and then we put them on the intrusive ventilators. Well, it's being financially incentivized. You wait, you test somebody positive for COVID, you put them on the intrusive ventilator, and you get $13,000 for diagnosing them as COVID. You get another $39,000 for putting them on the ventilator, and then you charge them on a daily basis. That's why they're doing that. That's why they're letting these people get into critical condition before they do anything about it. Cuomo says we need to take a good hard look at these experts, these organizations, these international watchdogs, and what they told us about the coronavirus. Yeah, he's trying to pull back on it. It's amazing to me that Cuomo is like President Trump. He's got one foot in and one foot back, and both of them will say, well, we got to keep this going for control and so forth. But yeah, it's kind of looking bad. He's saying it even more than Trump is saying. It's crazy what's going on. We'll be right back.
The America that we've known and loved, the America that was the land of the free, home of the brave, is dying right now. And everything our enemies are doing is about domesticating us, shutting us down, and making us dependent on them. The food shortages have begun. The depression is going to be long and very, very serious. In fact, it's probably too late now to even turn back. Trump tried to stop it, but the mainstream media working with the Chi-Coms blocked it. That's why you and myself, everybody else, has to get prepared now. Do not wait. It's not about the virus. It's about the economic chaos that's going to be unleashed in the next 6 months to a year. Get your high-quality, storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com. They're available again, but for a limited time. The food supply is running out. There are major shortages. This is a globalist siege, a globalist lockdown, globalist terrorism. But we, the people, the patriots, have to be prepared. We've already been proven right about prepping so far. We'll get ready to be really proven right. Get your storable foods now at InfoWarsStore.com.
When one studies history and human nature, you learn very quickly that rugged individualism and people that think for themselves build free societies, innovate, do amazing things. But those that love to grovel, those that love to be subservient, those that love to comply and think that it's a virtue, they create stagnation, corruption, tyranny, and then finally collapse. And the world is now being tested. And we're seeing lots of dutiful individuals who've complied and submitted their whole lives, believing if they just submit now in a bigger way, somehow they'll create a heavenly future. But the technocrats running the global system are oppressive and anti-human and are psychotic and are building an anti-human future. Submission to them is like tying a big boulder on your neck and throwing it into the ocean. Globalism is all about making the nation state and the population itself obsolete, non-essential. That's why they position it with economic tariffs, taxes, and controls to where family farms and industry that's based in the United States has to shut down or be part of a large corporate conglomerate. That's part of making us obsolete so that as the human world is phased out, they can simply look at us and say, because, again, you are non-essential. That's what the robots and all of this is about. It's about setting it up where we're no longer in charge of our lives. We can be told to stay in our houses. And after all, shut up. This world doesn't belong to people anyways. It belongs to the new AI gods, the rich elitists that have merged with machines. Yeah, that sounds completely insane, doesn't it? That's actually the public plan they're pushing. These people are completely psychotic and make Hitler look like a choir boy.
How do you put a people under house arrest? How do you put them under siege? Well, you tell them you're protecting them from a virus that you yourself cooked up with the globalist deep state and then had China release to then take down the populist president and those pesky American people that have become too uppity. Bill Maher even admitted it. Man, I hope we have a depression. And now they've tailored the whole thing where the big corporations and the media are going to keep the country closed along with the help of the blue cities and blue states all the time, blaming Trump and capitalism and Americanism for the depression it creates. If America is that stupid, we deserve what happens to us. But as for me, I'm not sitting here and I'm not taking it. It's all the nanny state and the peer pressure that they're the good people keeping everybody safe. But that's not what they're doing. They are pulling America up by its roots and irrevocably damaging
our savings, our health, our whole world, and committing millions of third world people to death.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Let's take a look at Rand Paul. He's now back in action. He's recovered from coronavirus. He tested positive for it. But he did not have any symptoms like so many, many, many other people, as we're now learning everywhere. But we must keep everything locked down, right? Rand Paul and Mike Lee had a lot to say about the fact that the Senate has now, after passing just a couple of weeks ago, a $2 trillion rescue bill that was immediately gobbled up by big corporations and big organizations, some of which have now been shamed and embarrassed into giving back the money. It doesn't change the scam one iota. Nevertheless, after the $2 trillion, which is now all gone, $2 trillion. Think about that. That's more than the entire budget has been in a not-so-distant past, just a few years ago. And, you know, we've been running $1 trillion deficits, and everybody was like, we can't keep doing this. Well, they just threw out $2 trillion right out the window. Hasn't helped anybody. Nobody at all. So they're back with another $500 billion package. It's 400 and something billion, but it's about another half trillion they're throwing in. And, of course, they're doing it the same way they ran the other one through. Voice vote without a quorum. Remember when Thomas Massey was vilified by Trump? Why? Because he said, he knows how this has gone on. I mean, anybody knows history knows how the Federal Reserve Act got passed. They waited till Christmas, a holiday. They didn't have a quorum, and they run the thing through. And he said, look, we need to have enough people here. That's the law. You know, you got to have 51% of the people. So we need a quorum. And he tried to get this actual recorded vote, but they did a voice vote. And so Mike Lee is saying we should not be passing major legislation, especially legislation providing nearly a $500 billion in a new spending without Congress actually being in session. They're not in session. They don't have a quorum. Even more alarming, added Rand Paul, than the money is the idea that one senator can stand on the floor and pass legislation that spends $500 billion and have no recorded vote and no debate. Do you understand what's happening here? This country is being remade before our very eyes. And it's being done without the Congress even in session. They haven't been in charge of the country for a long time. As I pointed out, we have not only taxation without representation, we have regulation without representation. That's why Nancy Pelosi said we've got to pass Obamacare so we can find out what's in it. You know, we're going to create the Consumer Financial Protection Board for Elizabeth Warren, and then we create this agency that has not a group of people even above it, but a single individual. And when that first individual retired, the number two at the organization said, I'm in charge now. And President Trump said, no, you're not. I appoint the person. No, I appoint the person. We don't answer to you for anything. And we don't even have a group of people like you typically would on a commission. You know, like the Federal Election Commission or the Federal Communications Commission. No. We have a single individual who's going to be in charge of all this. And that's what they did with Obamacare. They hand this over to a particular agency and then they let them write all the details. The Congress has become nothing more than something to keep you busy to make you think that you've got some input into government in these elections. For a long time, Rand Paul has said, hey, let's pass the Reins Act, you know, to rein these people in, as in R-E-I-N-S. And I forget what the acronym stood for, but it was to say that we're not going to let these rules, which effectively become laws, we're not going to let the bureaucrats who are unelected, who are there forever, people like Fauci, we're not going to let them write all the rules and laws. No, we're going to do that. But that's not the way the Congress has wanted to operate. Pelosi wants to kick it over to these, you know, create a new program, create a new agency, or send that program to an existing agency. Let them fill in the details, because then if they get it wrong, they can come in like they're going to save us, like knights on a white horse, and they can rein in this tyranny. Says, I'm going to protect you from these people. Nonsense. And so now, as Rand Paul pointed out, you got one senator standing on the floor, passing legislation that spends $500 billion, and there's no recorded vote, and there's no debate. Now, he got up and had something to say about it. Let's play video clip number one.
No amount of money, not all the money in China, will save us from ourselves. Our only hope of rescuing this great country is to reopen the economy. If you print up billions of dollars and give it to people, they are unlikely to spend it until you end the quarantine. The good news, though, is that the scientific community finally has facts instead of conjecture. The models that use 3.4% mortality were fortunately very wrong. Random samples now of thousands of people have now been tested for antibodies or immunity to coronavirus. Two large randomized studies in California show similar results. The number of people who have already developed antibodies to the coronavirus is 25 to 50 times higher than the number that is being reported as infected. This is great news. This study means that the mortality rate may well be 25 to 50 times less deadly than previously thought. The virus is still dangerous, and we shouldn't ignore the risks, but we should put those risks in perspective. These randomized tests indicate that instead of a 3.4% mortality, that the rate could be as much as only a tenth of a percent or two-tenths of 1%. We now have solid scientific evidence from randomized studies that we can manage this disease without continuing the draconian lockdown of the economy. The question before us isn't do nothing or print endless amounts of bailout cash. The debate should now include the one choice that will get our economy growing again, reopening American commerce.
That's right. You know, and this isn't anything new. The controlled randomized studies being done by USC and Stanford and also being done in New York are new. But going back to April 11th, you had a Roseland hospital phlebotomist saying that 30% of those tested that she looked at, 30 or 50% of them tested, had the active virus. Now, when this was tweeted out back in April 11th, Del Bigtree, who I've had on many times, talks about vaccines and the concerns about vaccines. He said, Chicago, 30 to 50% of patients tested for the coronavirus have antibodies. 10 to 20% tested have the active virus. This means that the lockdown came too late. This is April 11th. Guess we're going to get herd immunity. That is 70 to 80% of the people, whether we like it or not. So hashtag be brave, hashtag back to work. Yeah, that's reality. It came too late. We've got herd immunity. Now, that was one phlebotomist, so they say, well, that's anecdotal. Now we've had USC doing it in L.A. We've had Stanford doing it in Santa Clara. We've had a statewide test run in New York City. We've seen what happened on an aircraft carrier and a cruise ship that have been studied in detail. Folks, this thing is a sham, and what is happening right now to us continuing is a sham.
There's a process where you take a stallion and you tie him down and you cut his testicles off, and then he becomes gelded. Well, that's what's happening to the entire world right now. We're going into deep, deep tyranny. Places like North Korea and China are going into deeper tyranny as well. And it's all directed by the UN. It's all a big, cooked-up, giant plan to absolutely take control of your life, bankrupt the economy, and make you dependent on the big mega banks. And to get your universal income, you're going to have to take the inoculations, brainwash your kids the way they say, and have absolutely no freedom. And it's all happening, boom, overnight. This is a giant revolution. And as soon as you put the handcuffs on, they said, oh, it's just an extended spring break, 2 weeks. Notice now it's 18 months, 2 years, 5 years. It never ends. No one can ever die from a virus again. Government will save you.
It's a takeover. It's the opposite. They're coming with forced inoculations on record that will reduce your fertility, lower your immunity, and in many cases kill you. And they're telling you it's going to hurt a lot of people.
One of the best nutrients nature has provided, beetroot, has been used for hundreds of years in natural medicine. Now you can experience the power of this ingredient today with Vasobeat from InfoWars Life. Guaranteed to be the next addition to your daily routine, Vasobeat is the most concentrated liquid beet extract on the market, fully utilizing the heart-healthy nitrates and antioxidants to support your mind and body. Vasobeat is great for anyone looking to support healthy living or athletic performance. So check out one of the most incredible ingredients today with Vasobeat from InfoWars Life.
It's time to take a new, healthier approach to one of your most basic needs. The Alexa Pure Pro Water Filtration System is the same water filter that Alex and the InfoWars crew use every day for the purest water possible. You can start cleaning the toxins from your water for clean, healthy, and delicious drinking water. Perfect for preppers or anyone concerned with a healthier source of water, the Alexa Pure Pro can remove up to 99.9% of impurities. This groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system is like no other. Make sure your water is up to your standards today with the Alexa Pure Pro.
Cobra is now in command of you and your family. Google and Facebook, as well as Apple, work closely with our organization, the HISCOR, to surveil your every movement with robot drones and other systems to ensure the safety of the public. Of course, it was I, 12 years ago, with Obama, who serves us well, and Fauci, who transferred the bioweapons to communist China so we could now release the weapon. But without the loving liberal media scaring you into submission and the corporate press worshiping corporations that shut down all access, as well as blue city governors and mayors, we would never have been able to give you the depression that will destroy your future forever and starve the third world. Well done, American cowards.
Well, communist China wouldn't sign on to the carbon taxes that would cut their energy use by half. And the United States wouldn't sign on to it. So guess what happened? Along came COVID-19, and Bill Gates is celebrating, saying it's already cut your carbon footprint by half. And that means you're going to be poor now and under his control. And, of course, with the medical tyranny comes the forced inoculations, a ink microchip that comes with the vaccine, and so much more. And Bill Gates admits that 700,000 people will get sick and die from it. So remember, folks, they're coming to hurt you and your family and destroy your basic rights. The same left that says to kill babies all day long, women own their bodies, now say you don't own your body, and they're coming to forcibly inoculate you. And if you don't submit, you can't buy or sell or leave your home. Mark the beast. Oh, and guess what? Jeffrey Epstein and all these people hang out together with Bill Gates and are a bunch of dirty devil worshipers in your face. They hate you and your family.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Analyzing the globalist's next move. It's The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I found this somewhat amusing. I tweeted about it yesterday. Trump advisor suggests reopening the economy by putting, quote, everybody in a spacesuit, unquote. Part of the Trump Economic Task Force, Stephen Moore, said as he was speaking to the New York Times, he said, we have to really get things opened. I was thinking this morning, this is just some kind of a thought experiment, because I was just thinking about this. Why don't we put everybody in a space outfit or something like that? No, seriously, he said. Oh, we're getting close. Just a little bit by little bit, you know. First the mask, and then maybe the gloves. I've seen people with masks and gloves out in the wide open. My wife and I were driving around yesterday with the top down, doing our usual rebellious patrol around the areas that are, we're told, everybody's told to stay home, lock down, and if you go outside, you must wear a mask. It's like, nah, I'm not doing any of that. Come and get me. And so we do our rebellion patrol. And we're driving past a golf course, and And we saw people getting out of their car. The only person there getting out all by himself in the car, wearing gloves and a mask, getting out of the car and walking around all by himself. Nobody anywhere close to him. And, yeah, it is kind of crazy. And so he says, I mean, just thinking out loud, and maybe this is a crazy idea, but instead of just locking down the economy, putting everybody in, you have to make 200 million of these, but it wouldn't have to cost $3 trillion to do that. Well, he's got a point there. Putting everybody in a spacesuit is not nearly as stupid as what the Trump administration and Mitch McConnell and these people have done with their $3 trillion bailout. And where'd that money go? It went to the big corporations. Yeah, we could all buy these things. I talked about this earlier in the week. This is a French company. They're actually proposing this. Maybe he's got stock in that French company. It's Jules Verne. Actually, I showed that to my wife and she said, well, I prefer that to wearing a mask. At least you can see people's faces, right? He says, I mean, I was looking online and there's these kind of suits. Maybe that's what he saw. That they're building now and you're not exposed and, you know, your breath, kind of a ventilator. He definitely needs to, he's going to be giving interviews to the New York Times. He needs to not think out loud. You need to think quietly and privately to yourself, before you start running your mouth like that. But he does have a point. Putting everybody in a spacesuit is not nearly as crazy as the bailout and the shutdown of the entire country and putting everybody on universal common communist income. That's the craziest program. It can't get any crazier than that. Yeah, I said, maybe Trump could call it the space farce because this whole thing is a farce. And I don't know, they didn't do that with COVID-1 through COVID-18, did they? As Kellyanne Conway was saying the other day, these are the kind of advisors he's got. And it's his fault that he's got these kind of advisors. He fires people left and right. Why do you have these kind of people around you, President Trump, if you don't agree with them? Do you understand what they're doing? Do you understand what they're doing to the country? Do you understand that spacesuits would be a better solution than what you're doing? Trump approved of Georgia's plan to reopen before he bashed it. He was for it before he was against it. Just like all these other things that he was against before he was for it, or for it before he was against it. It's just everywhere. It's all over the place because there's no rudder. There's no rudder with this man. I told the governor of Georgia, Brian Kemp, that I disagree strongly with his decision to open certain facilities. He said that Wednesday, just a day after telling reporters that he trusted Kemp's judgment, saying he knows what he's doing. Trump has been urging states to reopen for over 2 weeks, believing that certain portions of the country were now ready to resume aspects of normal life, even though it went against the recommendations of his health experts like Fauci and Birx. And so Kemp took the cue, one of the first governors to reopen. And so as soon as he announced he was going to do it, on Wednesday they said, however, members of the White House Virus Task Force looked at the plan from Georgia, and they felt that the Georgia plan was too soon and would be difficult to defend in that afternoon's press briefing. So Dr. Deborah Birx from the CDC, who helps to lead the White House coronavirus response, then spoke to the president after the meeting and suggested it was too soon to open Georgia. So President Trump goes out, yeah, that's good. He knows what he's doing. He's good. We need to get this country open. President Trump, can I talk to you? You know, just like Pompeo said, you know, when President Trump said, I'm going to get out of Afghanistan. Pompeo says, he says things like that. Then we talk to him. And so she says, come here, President Trump, come here, stand right here, listen to me. And she said, it's too soon. So then Trump called Kemp and asked him to slow down the plan. The governor, however, said no. Trump noted that Kemp's reopening violated the White House guidelines. Wait a minute. I've got people at the CDC and the NIH who are in control of the government, and they're telling me that they've got guidelines and recommendations, and you better do what those guidelines and recommendations say. And he suggested that he would intervene if he saw, quote, something totally egregious, unquote. On Thursday, he suggested that he was, the next day, he suggested that he was particularly concerned by the idea that Kemp would reopen spas in spite of what Fauci and Birx wanted, right? I want the states to open more than he does, much more than he does, but I didn't like to see spas at this early stage. nor did the doctors, these two smart people who told him to shut down the entire economy. They would have been much smarter to put everybody in spacesuits. Kaylee McEnany, I guess is how you pronounce her name. She is the press secretary. She said, no one changed President Trump's view. I was with him all throughout the day. His mind was made up. His priority has always been to reopen the country safely, she posted on Thursday. So, yeah, I guess that's right. And it's not a violation of our civil rights for employers to test us like they do in Wuhan, China. That's why I said China is coming to America. And the U.S. agency that enforces civil rights laws said on Thursday that companies can test employees before permitting them to enter the workplace as long as the tests are accurate and reliable. Problem is, they keep telling us that the tests are not accurate and reliable. That's why we have to have a vaccine. But they're going to do it anyway. And they're going to not have any support. We're not going to have any support from the Trump White House or the government. You can hear all the press releases that are put out there by CIA Barr, William Barr, the Bush CIA insider. Whatever he says, I will be pleasantly surprised, and I'll be more than happy to admit that I was wrong if he lifts a finger to defend your civil liberties or the Constitution. I'll believe it when I see it, and only if I see it, not when he says it. You know, we've got on redstate.com a writer putting in the comments from a conservative radio and TV host, Jesse Kelly, who said he voted for President Trump in 2016, plans to do so again in November, but he has an uncomfortable message for the president that he says everybody, including the president, needs to listen to. He says, for those who've convinced themselves that our wrecked economy is some leftist plot, here you go, it's not. As much as it sucks, Trump has been 100% behind these lockdowns. That's simply a fact. For better or worse, he owns where we're at. You can get mad at me all you want. I voted for him. I'll happily vote for him again. But you absolutely cannot absolve him of responsibility for this economic disaster. 30 million unemployed people, he owns it. You are not a better supporter if you agree with everything that he does. You're simply a chump. He's not getting it right from all sides. The only people wanting to open are the unemployed and about 10 pundits on the right. Virtually everyone else is willing to keep it locked. He says, I've been out of work before, and I care about the 30 million people who can't pay their bills. Trump voters were the silent majority last time because we live in a shame society. I'm telling you right now, the silent majority are the people who are furious about this lockdown. You should see my emails. The very thought of this makes me throw up in my mouth. I want four more years of what Trump's done, but 50,000 votes are the reason you don't have a President Hillary. And if you think 30 million people being unemployed doesn't risk those 50,000 votes and flipping sides, you are a moron. We'll be right back.
Hiding in plain view, Politico, the Associated Press, you name it, admit that a half a billion people, extra 500 million, are now at the subsistence starvation level on top of all the millions already starving because of the global lockdown. That is hundreds of times worse than all the deaths in the world caused by COVID-19. And the very people that cooked it up and gave it to the Chi-Coms at the World Health Organization with Bill Gates involved are now the ones running the operation to shut down society, create a depression, and forcibly inoculate everybody. This is insane. Ladies and gentlemen, if they succeed, it's over. You need to get prepared now. You need to get high-quality, storable food now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And you need to get politically active and challenge this verbally everywhere. Big tech is trying to censor everyone right now and bully people into saying you can't even challenge verbally social distancing. This is beyond 1984. The tyranny of the dual order is here. Get prepared now and spread the word in the InfoWar. You are the Paul Revere's.
I'm always excited about InfoWars Life products. They're amazing. They're cutting edge. You love them. I love them. And they fund the InfoWar in the face of the globalist onslaught. But we have come up with a new product over a year in development that is amazing. The only organic hand sanitizer on the market with organic essential oils on top of it. And there's another innovation. It's the spray cap. It doesn't just pour out a bunch of thick, gross goo, but it's high quality and aerosolizes it in a really great way. I like to put it on my hands, rub a little bit on my face,
It's got organic alcohol in it, so it'll spray it right in your eyes. But I just love it personally as something that's a moisturizer as well. So, this is a real innovation. I don't know why others didn't think of coming out with a hand sanitizer that actually has essential oil in it so it doesn't dry you out and smells great. It's so refreshing. This is a big winner.
Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars can now offer high-quality, storable food again. Other manufacturers were sold out 8 weeks ago, and they told people they had food. And most folks never were delivered their food. Well, when our sponsors' food began to run short, they just suspended sales till they opened more factories and secured more food. So if you get your orders in right now, they can take new orders and get it to you quickly. They'll probably have to suspend orders very, very soon again because the lockdown of the economy is killing food distribution, farming, you name it, and now it's mainstream news that food shortages and delivery are already starting to happen. If Trump could turn the economy back on and wrest control of our system away from the globalists, things may be okay, but it looks like it's going to get very, very rough. So again, ladies and gentlemen, now is the time to secure the number one thing you need, high-quality, storable food, ready to get to you and your family now. If you get your orders in at InfoWarsStore.com.
Now that this UN global government, Chi-Com, Bill and Melinda Gates medical tyranny has seen how far they can push it, now we just lapped it up like poison. You know now they're going to launch more bio attacks that are even more hardcore. This early one does kill people, but see, it's a virus Bill and Melinda Gates own. It's a virus that's novel from others, so they can give you a vaccine. You see, a regular cold or flu virus, you really can't do a vaccine for because it's always mutating. But see, because this is a chimera and lab-made, they can have a speciality. So it's a whole giant franchise. They get filthy rich off of it. They get to surveil everybody. Everybody gets to become a suspect. And now when you even have low numbers of death, it doesn't matter because they make a huge spectacle out of it. You watch next year with the flu, it'll even be bigger as well. This is what they've done to us because we're a bunch of domesticated idiots.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, I was saying that the guy said, maybe we ought to just put everybody in spacesuits, which just sounds stupid until he points out the fact that what's really stupid is spending $2 trillion to try to support people and you're just pouring it down a bottomless hole. Because the government cannot keep people alive. It can't provide food. It can't even make a pencil. Why I spent so much time on Leonard Reed's iPencil. To explain that. And it's not about people's businesses or even people's jobs. It's about being able to eat. It's about having energy. Energy is not even about your lifestyle. It's really about life expectancy. I've pointed this out for a long time. And opposing the climate change agenda. Cheap, available energy is highly correlated to life expectancy. Not just the quality of life, but we're talking about food. And folks, food is highly correlated to life. Okay? You gotta have it. And yet look at what is happening here. This is being reported by the Wall Street Journal. COVID-19 outbreaks among employees have closed about a dozen U.S. meatpacking facilities, including three from Tyson Food, which is the largest meat company in the U.S. by sales. They pointed out that grocery executives at retailers, including Walmart and Costco, because, you know, they're allowed to stay open because they're huge, right? All the small places you shut down will work with the grocery store chains because they're pretty big. But all you mom and pop butchers, you're closed. You're closed. You can't stay open. Just Walmart, Costco, and the big chains. But the Walmart and Costco are worrying that they can't find any meat. One of the executives, senior vice president of fresh food for Costco, said, I've not seen beef sales and all protein behave this way since the Atkin diet days, when people were worried about they wanted a low-carb diet. So what have we seen this week? As I've reported earlier this week, we saw Tyson temporarily close a Washington State plant that produces beef yesterday. Earlier in the week, they closed two Midwestern pork plants. That was on Wednesday. Smithfield Foods, Cargill, JBS USA Holdings, Hormel Food, they've all closed plants over the past month, leading to significant declines in meat production. And this is just one part of your diet. We've seen the mass slaughter of chickens that are laying eggs because they don't want to feed them anymore. And the idiot reporter said, yeah, the people showed up to euthanize them with a carbon dioxide breathing on them, presumably. But no, they kill the chickens probably with carbon monoxide. But last week, U.S. beef production fell 24% compared with a month earlier. Pork was off 20%. Poultry was down 10%. It would have been much smarter to put everybody in a spacesuit than to turn us into the Soviet Union, President Trump. Just go into any grocery store, Costco, Walmart, anything. Look at the empty shelves. It's not just food. I mean, we've got to have food, but it's all kinds of products. They've completely busted the supply chain just by going in and saying things, well, you know, you can't open these restaurants and stuff. It trickles down to everything. These idiots in Washington have no understanding of how complex it is. And perhaps they even want to destroy it. Now, you take somebody like Fauci. I don't call him doctor. This guy is not practiced medicine. He went straight out of medical school in his residency, straight into a bureaucracy, where he's been head of this department for 35 years. But he's been there since, I think, it's 1968. He's just a bureaucrat. I don't give him any credit for understanding. If he really believes what he's saying, he is the world's biggest fool. Because he didn't contain anything. And you take a look at what happened in Sweden and other places. It's absolutely irrelevant. You've got 24 epidemiologists, virologists from all over the world saying this is nonsense. This isn't the way that you're going to control anything. And, of course, Fauci's never done it before. I think it's purely political. And if you want to make sure that you've got food, folks, you may not even be able to get in the stores, even if they had anything in the stores, because they're going to put all kinds of scan for temperature. You want to get in a database for that kind of stuff? You're going to want to get your stuff online. Take a look at the products that we've got at InfoWarsStore.com. You can get storable food if you don't need it. You can keep it for up to 25 years. It's made in the USA. It's non-GMO. And it's got the best packaging you're going to find anywhere. And we're now able to take those orders for the time being. We don't know what's going to happen. It's also medicine that's getting in short supply. So take a look at what we've got in terms of supplements. We've even got the Colorado governor shutting down health food stores. They're non-essential. Yeah, your health is non-essential to these people. Same people that produce bioweapons, you know, telling you they're going to save you. But anyway, vitamin D3. Our Winter Sun product is now 50% off. Our Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix, 50% off. All the essential vitamins and minerals. Take a look. We've got many other health products that are now available, and we've got them discounted as well. So get your orders in. Now, as we look at this, again, one of the places where this is starting to hit home is the mask issue. It's one of the things that I really take exception to. The whole idea behind all of this is that you can't put on a mask and protect yourself. I have to wear a mask to protect you. Just like you can't get a vaccine shot and protect yourself. I have to get the vaccine shot to protect you. Because we're talking about the herd. The herd must be protected. Even if that means that we destroy the health and the liberty and the rights of the individual, we have to protect the herd. Well, I hope you understand the fallacy of that logic and the danger of that approach. Now in the UK, you've got scientific advisory group for emergencies, SAGE, providing the British government with scientific advice. They said, while homemade masks may not be able to stop a person catching coronavirus, blah, 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 because it really doesn't matter what else they say after that. Oh, you need to use this, right? But just think, while they may not be able to stop you from catching coronavirus, the homemade mask, but you should wear them nevertheless. You understand what's going on here? Face coverings could still be useful in workplaces, public transport, shops, and other confined places. Why? Useful for what? Useful for cowing down the population. We should be covering our faces with homespun materials like cotton. Medical-grade masks are scratchy. They're uncomfortable. So your old t-shirt is nice and soft. You know, yeah, so do it. You know, it's a fashion statement. Yeah, you're in fashion, and you won't be yelled at by somebody like this little safety Nazi on the New York Post, writing their op-ed piece. An airline passenger describes a packed flight to New York City surrounded by people not wearing their masks. She said about half the passengers didn't wear masks. She put a post up, or told the Post. She actually so outraged, I guess she called the New York Post because they are pretty good at fear-mongering, whether it is a foreign war or a domestic war against the population. You can always count on the New York Post to be right there. Neocons, foreign and domestic. She said she boarded the flight on the way to New York City. She was wearing a surgical mask. She was wearing a face shield. You know, keep it out of her eyes or whatever. A surgical mask, a face shield, gloves, and a hoodie. This woman needs psychological help. She is OCD, as I pointed out yesterday. She's got all the symptoms of OCD. She's obsessed with this stuff. She probably washes her hands incessantly. She probably had to wash her hands after she talked to the New York Post on the phone. Wong said, that's her name, Wong. She's got the Wong idea. said social distancing rules were strictly enforced at Miami's airport, but the passengers were then crammed together on a plane. Has she never flown before? This is one of the problems that I have with airplanes. Passengers are crammed together on airplanes. Always. Always. Hey, you know what? If you start spreading everybody out on the plane, where each of us has got 6 feet around us in every direction, I might actually consider flying again. There's a couple of people on the flight. She said half of the people didn't have masks, although a couple of people had full hazmat suits. Maybe they were economic advisors to President Trump. We're going to save the economy. We're all going to wear spacesuits. There we go. Yeah, President Trump. That's good. I don't know who photoshopped that in there. That's good. I asked how this was allowed during distancing requirements, and I got, well, there's nothing we can do about it. A shrug, and I was offered an 800 number to change my reservation. Unlike in Canada, masks were not mandated to fly, and there were no temperature checks. See, she wants it really good and hard. And so we look at what is happening here in Texas, over in Houston. You got the president of a Houston restaurant said he was surprised to learn that his business received a violation notice from the Houston Fire Department after police officers were seen eating on the patio. So you got the little Snoopy snitch fire department in Houston, and they see some cops eating outside after they bought the food to take out, right? They weren't eating in the restaurant. And so instead of going over and saying something to the cops, the little Stasi fire inspector goes over and writes a citation to the restaurant. Isn't that cool? That's the way these guys are. And of course, Art Acevedo, head of the police department, says, well, I'll talk to these guys about not doing that. But, you know, they've been real chill about it, but not the fire department. Got to make the world fireproof and virus-proof. That's the central.